You ready?
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Here they come!
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Welcome to the only show that's all about learning, music, animals, fireworks, water skis, and above all, ice cream, pizza, ninjas, getting stronger, sharks versus bears, and above all, karate.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
It's my favorite clip ever.
Yep.
Hey, it's Monday. Good morning.
6:09. High today, 46 degrees.
And snow today, all day long?
Allegedly, snow. Yeah. Looking like snow. It's currently 31 right now. It's cloudy. It's going to be some rain and snow showers. And overnight, some more snow. I don't know if you woke
Booyah!
Up yet, but it's snow on the ground.
How are the roads?
Clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're clear.
They're just wet when I came in. It was snowing, but it was really wet.
Yeah, the snow has died down. No accidents to report, nothing like that. It was really clear coming in this morning.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex and Steve-O. It's February 13th. The day before Valentine's Day.
Yep.
585 Live. Feel free to do the show with us. Hang out with us. Text in 585-5483. You can also call in 338-3700. Hey, don't forget we got the Star 88 app you can download right on your smartphone. You can go to our website, star88.fm. Get the podcast there. You can watch us in the studio. All that. We got a big show.
Yeah, we do.
Huge. Of course, Holly Holm, UFC 208, Jermaine D. Randamie.
Yeah,
a lot of us are pretty upset over the decision.
Oh, I'm upset all around.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to talk about
it? Bad fight.
You want some therapy, man? I'm here, man.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Talk to me.
Spent $60 on a pay-per-view.
Oh, my gosh. You had to get the high def, didn't you?
Yeah. Always. Because, you're thinking your girl Holly's going to just...
Sure, I mean, it's
high
Holly.
Definition.
She's hometown hero.
Take her out. She's now 0-3 in her last three fights.
I know.
I was irritated, and I know, a lot of people on Facebook were like, no way, bro, and like, oh, terrible officiant, the judges, blah. I'm like, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think she won the fight or lost? No?
I don't think she did enough.
Yeah.
But I don't think either of them did. I think that Mazamagavaga, whatever her name was, the one that I hate, she who shall not be named, I think she did more. She had more significant strikes. Like, yes, she did. She had two very illegal hits, and it should have been a draw.
Mm.
Should have been a draw because it was a unanimous decision, 48-47? Should have been a draw because they should have deducted a point after the third round because at the end of the second round, bell rings, and she clocked Holly twice, and the second one, man, looked like it got Holly good.
Well, that's the big thing everybody's talking about is the punches after the bell.
That's what dazed her. That's what got her. Because it threw Holly off her game plan, and then she spent the rest of the fight standing up, trying to score a takedown, wasting so much time. She should have pushed off. She should have actually, tried to hit her.
Well, let me talk about that for a second, because I was talking to a guy by the name of Ricky Cottonstead.
Good.
Who knows a few things about mixed martial arts, and he's in the business. He represents, a bunch of UFC fighters. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. He told me last night, look up Big John McCarthy. If you know UFC, John McCarthy.
Oh, of course.
He is, I think, the greatest UFC ref.
Next to Herb Dean.
Okay. I love Herb Dean as a person. Not sure I like him as a ref. Big John. Oh, my gosh. Are you okay? Oh, my gosh. What happened?
What did you? Oatmeal is everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. There's oatmeal all over the studio. What did you do?
I don't know. You mentioned
some on my finger.
You mentioned Herb Dean, and I just threw my mason jar. So about back to Big John.
Okay, yeah. Okay, this is what Big John McCarthy tweeted last night. Okay, because everybody was tweeting Big John. What do you think about this? You know, Jermaine hitting Holly after the bell. This is what John McCarthy tweeted back. The round officially ends at the call of the referee.
Oh.
The bell is their notification.
Gotcha.
Not a lot of people know that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. That's according to the greatest ref in UFC history, John McCarthy.
That ref did. He was terrible.
Oh, he was hot. Why was he reffing a championship fight?
Well, that's New York, man. You know, New York officials. So that was a New York official who had no business on the main card, much less the main event.
Yeah.
And there were so many times where I was like, dude, please break them up. They've been standing for 3 minutes, like just deadlocked, not doing anything. Yeah. It was a terrible fight all around, in my opinion. I love Holly. It was still a terrible fight all around. She didn't do enough.
Even we were just watching some of the post-fight interview with Holly, and she even said that she didn't stick to her game plan. And there were times she didn't capitalize. Here she is talking about Jermaine and her hitting after the bell.
The first one, they give a warning. That's kind of normal. I wouldn't expect him to take a punch after the first one, even though it was intentional. And then the second time, you think that at that point they would do something. But I'm just one of those, I don't know, I'm one of those people that feels like I should not have let her done it anyway. Yes, it's after the bell. I hear the bell. I stop and she threw. It wasn't like in the, you know, the last punch of a combination when the bell rang. Like, it was intentional. It was after the bell. Those are some of her best shots of the whole night were after the bell. And I don't know how the judges saw that. If they see that as points for her, then... You know, then what can you do? It's like I should have kept fighting too. Then, I mean, I should have really capitalized on moments when I did well, and not even let her get to that point.
So it seems like Holly knocked her down twice. She had fence control most of the fight.
She did.
And would you say she was the aggressor most of the fight? No.
No. Well.
Because the judges look at that a lot, who is moving forward and who's moving back. If you're moving back most of the fight, judges will most likely give it to the person who is controlling that.
But she wasn't moving back. I will say Durandamy wasn't moving back necessarily. Holly would go in for a combo, and she would plant and just clock Holly every time. So she wasn't backing up necessarily. You could see her, and Joe Rogan was even talking about this, like, her game plan is Hollywood, like, attack, and instead of, like, backing up, she would just seriously, like, dodge or plant her back foot, and it was just,
she countered
every time and had, I mean, I was trying to find the significant strike numbers because it was pretty staggeringly one-sided.
See, I thought I had read that Holly outpunched her.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No. No, not even a little bit.
Hmm. I was recording when I was watching the fight. I thought Joe Rogan had said that.
No, Joe Rogan.
Or the other guy said it.
So, let's see. I got it right here. Striking defense versus, you know, obviously takedowns, nothing. Takedown defense, pretty crazy. I'm trying to find, like, the actual where it was significant strikes. Yeah. I'm looking at it. Strike accuracy, strikes absorbed, takedowns.
Mm.
Yeah.
585 Live, you can chime in. Talking Holly Holm. She lost her fight on Saturday night at UFC 208 against Jermaine de Randamie. And a lot of people saying Holly should have won the fight. And, of course, a lot of people talking about the punches when the bell, after the bell had rang. Jermaine had thrown a couple punches, and in the post fight interview, Holly was saying those punches were the hardest punches
they were. And
throughout the whole fight.
You know, I know Big John McCarthy said that it's, you know, when the ref calls, like, the round, that's
it's not
the
when
end.
The bell, it's when the ref stops it.
So he stopped it, and she still got a second
shot.
See,
I was watching that, too, and it seemed like, yeah, he jumped in.
Round two, especially.
Yeah.
She hit post, and he kind of stepped in, and then she finished her combo, and that's the one that really rocked
Holly.
What
if it's right in the middle of the punch when the ref jumps in, you know?
Yeah. So I just, I don't know. Duranemi was way more effective as a striker. She landed 157 strikes. Holly's had 93.
Oh, wow.
Significant strikes, 76 Duranemi to 45 for Holly.
Wow.
So she did outstrike her. And it was, I mean, I understand because I wanted to, it was like election night. I wanted to stay off Facebook because there is a lot of Albuquerque people who obviously were very upset.
Yeah.
I was one of those people because I just thought it was a bad fight. But I wasn't one of those people that was going to jump on Facebook and say, Holly should have won! No, she shouldn't have. If anything, it should have been a draw. They should have deducted a point.
Mm.
Should have been a draw. Holly didn't do enough.
Yeah.
She was outboxed. Holly Holm was outboxed.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Like, And she was just pushing her into the cage like, gotta get this takedown. There was one point where she rocked her and she did not capitalize because Jermaine Duranemi went down and she almost like picked her back up because she was pushing her towards the cage to like try and score the takedown. It's like, dude, you had her. You had her right there. Oh.
I wish she would retire. I love watching her and she is one of the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. But man, she needs to retire because... I'm telling you, I know I joke around about the concussion thing and the NFL, but that is some serious stuff.
Yeah.
They really need to start looking into more.
We played audio of her post-fight.
Oh my gosh.
She was just punch drunk, you know? Granted, of course, she just fought. But
that's the way she sounds during interviews.
Yeah.
And she sounded like that for a long time.
I don't like watching her fight because I love Holly. I don't like watching it at all.
If you're getting punched over and over and over again and your brain is sitting in water and it's smashing up against your skull constantly, that I don't want to see her, I don't want to see things get worse. Hopefully if she stops now, maybe it won't be as bad. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. It's crazy. To think about what these fighters do. But it's too bad. Holly lost her fight at UFC 208.
Yeah.
What else we got on the show this morning? We got a letter. Someone needs some advice. It's titled Valentine's Day Preschool.
Oh, dude. It's a great email. I was so reading this morning. I feel like we got to help this mama out.
Good. Thinking back to when I... was a young lad. It's just waiting for Corey Kovas to drop a Valentine's Day card into my
Where's the thing?
Little mailbox.
It's a lot of pressure, man.
It's a lot of pressure. Because back when we were younger, the teachers didn't make the kids give Valentine's Day cards to everybody.
Oh, well, that might have something to do with the question
really?
We got this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, dude. We're going to talk Valentine's Day this morning. I'm really excited to help this mom out because she's got a great question.
Good.
I honestly don't know how to respond. So, going to need some help from the Starmy.
7:30.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Okay.
We'll talk Grammys coming up here in just a little bit.
That's why I'm exhausted.
Did Chrissy make you stay up last night? She loves those awards.
It was like, honestly, I think it was opposite.
Oh, did you make Chrissy stay up?
Kind of.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Elimination Chamber last night, WWE pay-per-view, The Walking Dead was last night, the Grammys,
and I watched
all of it.
Oh, my gosh. That's why you're just a mess this morning.
I am a mess. I threw my oatmeal all over the studio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Adele just sounded maybe great. Could help
me dude. Chrissy was staring at the TV and she was going, oh, no, this isn't right. And I'm like, really? Because I could kind of tell, but she was like, no, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she stopped the song.
We'll talk more about it coming up.
Yeah, we will.
Talk about who won last night and what else we got. This crazy story, and I love it that it's right around Valentine's Day that this story dropped because this woman... her and her boyfriend were together for about almost a year, and she got amnesia. And when she woke up, she didn't know who this guy was.
Whoa.
Didn't they make a movie about this with like Chatham Tatum or something? Like,
I think so.
But this is a real story. This girl, she got amnesia, and her boyfriend's sitting there going, "Hey, it's me. I love you.
Oh,
I love you."
Oh.
And she's like, "Get away from me. You're freaking me out, man. You're crazy. Why are you looking at me with those love eyes, man? Get out of here. Those creepy love eyes." We'll talk about that story. See if she fell back in love with this young man. I can't imagine being him in that situation. Ugh. And a lot of people, if you've listened to me back on that other show, I did a thing where we would catch cheaters. I got a cheater story for you this morning.
Nice.
Cheaters Hotel. Tell you what, people are just cheating like crazy all over the city.
Is it a Netflix story?
It's rampant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, what did I watch? I watched something. Oh, I watched Jason Bourne.
Ooh.
I hadn't seen it
yet. Yeah, we haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch that.
Chrissy loves those movies.
Oh, what else? Oh, I think that's about it, really.
All right.
Yeah. Anything else going on in your world you want to talk about?
Oh, dude, I had a really rad opportunity on Saturday to crash a wedding.
Ooh.
So I'm excited to talk about this. I've never done it before, but yeah, somebody hit us up and said, "Morning Invasion, we need you to crash a wedding." And it was like, oh, I got you. I got you.
Love weddings.
Yeah. The Wedding Invasion, man.
The wedding invasion. Can't wait to hear about it. 585 Live. Feel free to chime in. 585-5483. Headlines. We'll check traffic. Remember, it's roads are a little slippery out there. I mean, it snowed last night, so be careful on your way to work. We'll check traffic when we come back.
The Grammys, hosted by James Corden. Actress Melissa McCarthy reprising her role on Saturday Night Live at the expense of White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
First of all, I'd just like to announce that I'm calm now.
North Korea appears to be testing the Trump administration, the regime firing off a ballistic missile while the president was playing host to the leader of Japan.
U.S. Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement officials raiding homes across the country, rounding up undocumented immigrants from California to New York.
To some passengers of a United Airlines flight bound for San Francisco, it was alarming when the pilot started talking politics and about her divorce.
We were a little afraid having someone that was somewhat unstable flying the plane.
Number one at the weekend box office, Lego Batman movie, taking in nearly $56 million over the weekend, followed by 50 Shades Darker.
A massive crowd of protesters converged on North Carolina's Capitol on Saturday in protest of President Trump, as well as the new state law limiting LGBT rights. The Civil Rights March was led by the North Carolina NAACP for the 11th year in a row.
Good morning. Dex and Steve-O. 6:33 on a Monday morning.
High today of 46 degrees.
Yo, yo, dog.
Traffic. While it is very cold, very rainy, there's snow on the grass, but not on the streets. So that's good news. It's not very icy, but still be careful as you make your way into work this morning. It's supposed to rain and snow throughout the day. So be very careful. That's your look at traffic.
What's it look like as far as weather for the rest of the week?
Traffic. Rest of the week. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. As I mentioned, it's going to rain, snow shower today, overnight, a bit more snow. Then it's supposed to heat up. As there is love in our hearts, it will melt away this cold, cold winter. Yeah. Supposed to be sunny up until the weekend, because come Saturday, Sunday, it's going to snow all weekend.
All weekend.
So, if you're planning on going anywhere this weekend, maybe you should just stay home and not, because it's going to, like, snow and rain all weekend.
This is the time of year that I can't stand.
Why?
Because it's so bipolar.
Yeah.
It's 70 degrees, and then it's snowing the next day. It, you know, it's cold, and then it's hot. Make up your mind. Welcome to the program, everybody. Big show today. Letter coming up at 7:30. Going to help out somebody that has a Valentine's Day preschool question.
Yeah, dude. It's a good question. We need to help this mama.
A woman with amnesia. Her boyfriend, so devastated.
Yeah, dude.
Just devastated. My girlfriend got amnesia.
You think she really has amnesia? I always question it. I always question it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, as the boyfriend, I would definitely question that. Is she real? Did she really lose her mind?
Is this how she's breaking up with me?
Yeah. Great cheating story on the way. It involves Uber.
Oh, always love a good cheating story.
Yeah, you know, else people love a good cheater. I guess I don't know.
Okay.
What? No. Said that wrong.
Grammys were last night.
The Grammys?
Yeah, dude. And I will tell you what. Someone should be fired. Let's start with Adele. There were two big mess-ups at the Grammys last night. Now, when your award show clocks in over 3.5 hours long, you can definitely expect there to be a few hiccups, a few glitches. There were two that were ginormous. One of them was actually the performer's fault. That happened to be Adele. Her tribute to George Michael, she was singing one of her favorites, I guess, Fast Love, which I was a little dumbfounded that was the song chosen. Come on, man!
Hello! Why didn't she do hello?
No, dude, she was doing a tribute to George Michael. And I get it, but Fast Love, of all of the songs you could have done from his amazing catalog.
Faith.
Father Figure.
I will be your father figure.
Now, I get it. It was Adele, so she can't do Father Figure, but I mean, come on!
Let's just see that maybe you could help me ease my mind. I'm Mr. Right, but if you're looking for fast love.
I know it's like.
Okay, well.
Yeah. You had to stop it because she curses.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that at the Grammys.
Not allowed to do that. But she lost it. And so she was like, nope, stop it. Stop it. I'm sorry. This is a tribute to George Michael, one of the greatest, and I will not mess this up. Yeah, well, she said, well, I mean, last year's Grammys was a train wreck for her. And so she went on Ellen after the show last year and said that if something like that ever happened again, she would just stop it. Grammys are nothing. And so she.
She did that and she started
she
over?
She did it and
in
she
the
started over.
Yep. Security, I made my way into the night.
Oh, do I have to listen to this again?
Sounds so much better.
It really did sound much better. But it was still like, of all of the songs.
I see nothing.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Now, here is where I go crazy. When I was younger, there was a band that changed my world and got me to purchase a guitar. That band? Metallica. I have been amped, no pun intended, for this performance because Metallica teamed up with Lady Gaga in what should have been the biggest, baddest, and best performance of the night. And you know what the funny thing is? Mess ups and all, it was still one of my absolute favorites. However!
Oh, no.
James Hetfield's microphone didn't work!
So he's supposed to be
singing right now. Right now he's singing.
Oh my gosh.
James is trying to... Yep, no. This is the part where he's singing. And then it kicks to Lady Gaga.
She sounds great.
And that's James. Oh. There's James. Yeah, this is where James is yelling, and it's not.
So then he just jumps on one mic with Lady, Gougers.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, it was still awesome because she's singing, and he's playing guitar, and then singing over.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But I'll tell you what, after it was over, James was so mad, he literally threw his guitar off stage.
Good for him.
Like, he kicks over the mic and throws his guitar.
It's the Grammys.
Dude.
I'd be fired up, too.
I was really mad because even in the introduction, this isn't in the news, but in the introduction, they don't even introduce Metallica. It was a, what's the word that they used when they were introducing Augers? A autonomous, non-partisan.
No.
He, she. I don't remember what they called it.
Really?
Yeah, because it was a dude girl. And,
no.
But it, there was this specific term that I was like, well, that's a new one I haven't heard. Because it was like a non, they don't subscribe to the gender, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
They're non-binary. I don't remember.
Okay.
But it was like 8-time Grammy nominee and 6-time Lady Gaga. And I was like, whoa, 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 bro. And then it like comes up and it's Metallica on stage, not Lady Gaga, because she comes out, you know, midway. But it was like, dude, you just totally didn't introduce one of the greatest rock bands in the entire universe. So they got like stepped on there, and then James Hetfield's mic doesn't work.
Wow.
I was really bummed because when they were singing together, it was amazing.
Sounded really cool.
I think she finally realized, wait, James, because I'm sure he was in his ears.
Right.
But wasn't going over the mains. And so when they finally figured it out, she ran over there and they were just kind of sharing the mic the rest of the song. But
yeah,
I don't know.
That's too bad.
It was really bad. They tried to fix it. Speaking of phenomenal performances, though, one that just rocked my world, they did a tribute. More Stay in the Time. We all know More Stay in the Time from Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
And just about every other thing Prince involved because they were pretty much always the opener. More Stay in the Time. Well, the Time teamed up with Bruno Mars to pay tribute to Prince in what was one of the most amazing performances. Don't know why. Maybe it's 'cause. Wow. We're all gonna die. Dude, that's Bruno playing guitar.
Sounds like Prince. That's cool. That sounds really good.
Let's go crazy.
I love that I don't even have to watch the Grammys. I can just get the whole recap.
Yeah, I would love that too, except I watched for like 4 hours.
Well, you know, it's part of your job, man. I'm just saying, it's part of your job.
Yeah, it was a good thing Kanye wasn't there last night. Adele just swept, man. She went 5 for 5, beating Beyonce in several categories. So, you know, Kanye would have been like, I'm going to let you finish. But actually, Adele stopped at one point because she did not even want to accept the award for what? Best album, I believe. She started crying on stage and was like, Beyonce, this is yours.
Yeah, I think I have the clip here.
Okay.
Tonight winning this kind of feels full circle. And like a bit of me has come back to myself, but I can't possibly accept this award. And I'm very humbled and I'm very grateful and gracious, but my artist of my life is Beyonce and this album for me. The Lemonade album was just so monumental, Beyonce. It was so monumental and so well thought out and so beautiful and soul-bearing, and we all got to see another side to you that you don't always let us see, and we appreciate that, and all us artists here adore you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I don't agree, man. No, you didn't watch last night, obviously.
Well, yeah, I'm
Beyonce,
not a Beyonce
performed
fan either.
Last night.
Really?
It was...
Well, I haven't found that clip.
Please don't. Please don't have that
clip.
Well,
now that you say that.
Because you know what it was? It was like a Sobe commercial for her.
Oh, here's the isolated vocals.
We built 10 castles that washed away.
Why are you doing this to me?
I made you.
I'm not a Beyonce fan.
It was.
Not my thing.
Odd. To say the least. The first like 7 minutes of the performance was her talking, and it reminded me of something I'd see in Zoolander.
Really?
Yes, dude. Oh. It was so weird.
Huh.
And it was like split on Facebook because people were like, oh, Beyonce, Lemonade is so powerful and emotional. This record. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. The performance was just weird. Actually, speaking of Beyonce, she came into the show with 9 nominations. But she only won 2. Lemonade won Best Urban Contemporary Album, and Formation won Best Video. That's it.
Man.
That's all she won.
Good.
Yeah, we can move on from the Grammys.
Good.
A new company in Nebraska is trying to figure out a way to make pasta and rice out of bugs.
Heck yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Without having it taste like bugs. I just got really... Oh.
Would you be... Protein.
No.
In bugs.
Nope. Nope.
Is...
That's what I've heard. I don't care.
I mean, that's it. You know, you want some good protein, you eat bugs.
Pasta and rice made out of bugs.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
No.
Again, if I know it's made out of bugs, there's no way.
Well, according to, I mean, whoever, the FDA, ketchup, there's a certain amount of bugs that they're allowed to have within it.
Hmm.
Like when it comes to a lot of those things. So
mice droppings.
No, not mice droppings.
Cockroaches.
No, dude. Okay. Done.
Fingers. You're allowed to have one whole finger.
You're not allowed to have a finger in your...
According to the FDA.
I'm serious, though. Because they can't... They're grinding up all these tomatoes, and there's no guarantee that they're not going to have bugs. So seriously, there's like a small percentage.
Sure.
That's allowed to be bug.
Yeah. Because
it's good protein. And you can't taste it. Allegedly.
Yeah, but all the other things that happen to get in there, because, you know, I mean, how clean can a factory be?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wait, Megadeth won last night?
Oh, yeah, that was another clip.
Are you kidding me?
So this was what was funny about this.
How did I miss that?
This is what was funny about this. So the house band at the Grammys last night, Megadeth wins, and this is what they play.
For best metal performance.
Dystopia, Megadeth, yes!
No way!
Whoever was in charge of the Grammys this year, they're fired. They played Metallica when Megadeth won.
My gosh. Please tell me Dave Mustaine said something.
Well, he's...
Oh my gosh!
I think he says something right here.
Wow. Fantastic.
So for those that don't know, Dave was actually originally in Metallica.
Oh, man, that's good.
I was actually talking to Luke about this weekend, my 11-year-old, because he's become this little metal kid, and I was showing him Countdown to Extinction, Megadeth, and some old Master Puppets, and, you know, taking him through early Metallica years, because he needs good music in his life. And so, yeah.
Good.
But I was literally this last weekend telling him about the fallout between Dave Mustaine and Hetfield and Lars. And
yeah.
That's hilarious.
Gosh.
Except not at all, because poor Dave.
I kind of want to Google and see who, did they hire some new person to take control of the Grammys? Because, man, they had some big mess ups.
Did you see 21 Pilots last night, though?
Yes.
That was one of the coolest parts, man.
I got that clip, too.
Oh, man.
This is a really cool
for those
clip.
For those that don't know, actually, one half of 21 Pilots used to tour in a band called Waverly.
Mm.
And, really cool kids from Columbus, Ohio. Well, last night they won a Grammy, and they accepted it in grand fashion.
I called him up, and I said, hey, Josh, you want to come over to my rental house and watch the Grammys? And he said, yeah, who's hanging there? I said, it's a couple of my roommates just coming to watch the Grammys with us. And as we were watching, we noticed that every single one of us was in our underwear. And seriously, Josh turned to me. And we were no one at that time. He turned to me and he said, you know, if we ever go to the Grammys, if we ever win a Grammy, we should receive it just like this.
So they were in their underwear.
They were in their underwear.
That's great.
Like, it was hilarious because it's like 21 Pilots stressed out and they stand up and like Josh is doing something. I'm like, Josh, what are you doing? Because he's like fumbling with his pants and he just, whoop!
That's
and they
hilarious.
Dropped their pants and they walked up there in their boxers, both of them, because they watched the Grammys in their boxers. And Josh said, someday.
Yeah.
And so they dedicated the award to everybody like sitting on their couch out there saying that, you know, they're going to make it because it's possible. And it was just all about how anything is possible.
That's
and
cool.
It was a phenomenal moment. I loved it, man. I loved it.
I was James Corden because I'm a big fan of him. He hosted, right?
He was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Somebody said you should have let that Dave speech play out. His very first thank you went to Jesus Christ.
Oh, really? Let's see here.
For best metal performance.
We don't
Dystopia, have that. Dystopia, Megadeth.
Oh,
yeah!
We're going to have to hear terrible.
That's shorter clip here. Shorter clip.
Wow. Fantastic. Only took 12 tries to get this. You know, last time we were here, we were talking to Kenny G, and he asked me how many times we were here, and he goes, well, 11 isn't that bad. And I said, how many times did it take you? And he said, 21. And I was like, oh, my God, if it takes 21 times, I don't know that I'll live that long. Anyways, Metal Band, I want to thank Jesus Christ. I want to thank my wife, my children, all the band's wives and kids. I want to thank our management, our label, our agent.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Right on.
Yeah, dude, Dave, a believer now. He's got a really great book, actually.
Really?
About his life. Yeah. Metallica, Into Megadeth, his salvation.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to read that.
Yeah. Dystopia, I grabbed that record, but I totally haven't given it a shot. I need to give it a chance. Good job. Good job, Megadeth. Speaking of, like, props to Jesus, last night, Chance the Rapper.
Really?
Who is, I mean, his record is laced with profanity. Which doesn't mean he's not a believer. But I never knew. And then he had a performance last night with Kirk Franklin, and it was like, he took you to church, man.
Really?
It was incredible.
Wish I had that clip.
Oh my gosh. It was incredible. And he was raw. He was honest. And every time he accepted an award, it was like, it wasn't like one of those hip hop moments where it's like, yo, I'd like to thank the man upstairs and also my homies and Colt 45.
Yeah.
Like he had words to say, and it was like, wow, this dude is passionate.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So he had quite possibly the best performance of the night, I think, honestly. It was amazing. Woo! Anyways. At least 70,000 people in the Greek city of Thessalonica are being evacuated so that a 500-pound World War II bomb can be defused.
Wow.
It's thought to be one of the largest wartime bombs to be found in urban Greece, in addition to being one of the largest mass evacuations in history. The bomb was discovered during roadworks last week and is due to be disposed of on Sunday. Officials say it's too degraded to tell if it's German or an Allied bomb, but either way, a 500-pound World War II bomb!
I wonder how much devastation that would cause if it actually blew up.
Right.
70,000 people got evacuated?
I mean, you got to be careful with that stuff. Just recently, some friends of mine came across this stretch of land where there was like this really crazy metal wire set up, and they had like there was like dynamite and stuff,
uh-huh.
And they had to defuse it so that they could take the dynamite back.
Like
because Negan
has really done
a number.
That was on last night's
world.
Walking Dead.
That's right.
Okay. It was.
Okay, I just you know, yeah. Which was awesome. U.S. Department of Education is going to be under some tight scrutiny for a while, says Betsy DeVos. DeVos? DeVos.
DeVos.
Betsy DeVos. Very controversial pick for Secretary of Education. And yesterday on Twitter, things didn't go so well for them. The Department of Education's official Twitter account posted a tweet yesterday with a quote from W.E.B. Du Bois. Quote, education must not simply teach work, it must teach life. Here's the problem. They misspelled W.E.B. Du Bois' name.
Oh, no.
They wrote Du Bois instead of Du Bois.
Yeah, I feel like if you're the Department of Education,
yeah,
that should be something.
Not a great look for the Department of Education, but typos happen to all of us, and that's, you know, if that was the end of the story, I mean, we wouldn't care. They made it far worse 4 hours later when they tweeted an apology and misspelled the word apology.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. I think they're doing it on purpose, right?
They said, post updated, our deepest apologies for the earlier type. Gosh. Our deepest apologizes. What did they do?
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
Our deepest apologizes for the earlier typo. Okay, I can't. I can't even read anymore.
Yeah, that's all you can do at that point.
Jazz singer Al Jarreau died yesterday. There's no word on cause of death, but he had just retired from touring last week after being hospitalized for exhaustion. Oh! He's probably best known for We're in This Love Together.
Here you go, Bill. This is you, man. This is your jam. If my darling, after all, That's all you get, Bill.
Yeah. Somebody chimed in on a live line and said that they loved the new punk morning show promo. Heard it over the weekend.
Yes. The new punk morning show.
Somebody else pointed out Chance the Rapper when he said faith like a pumpkin seed. He actually did correct himself and say mustard seed after that, but I can understand where you would want to make sure that you didn't let him.
Cool story.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, he was at the Grammys accepting an award.
Sure.
Probably really nervous and proclaiming Jesus Christ as a mainstream hip-hop artist. But we should trash him for faith like a pumpkin seed.
Oh.
In other non-important news. Sorry, Liveline, I'm just giving you a
That's time. Amazing.
Let's switch gears to probably the greatest news on the planet. On the Graham Norton show this last week, the greatest actor in all of human history, Keanu Reeves, talked about a little-known movie, Bill and Ted 3.
How excited are you for me to play this?
Play the clip! Okay.
Bill and Ted 3? Haven't you talked about this?
Yeah. The writers had a story, and we're trying to make it.
So, where are Bill and Ted now? Because they must be, in their 50s now?
Yeah, it would be Bill and Ted in their 50s. And, I mean, that just makes me laugh right there. what happened to these guys? But there's a cool story. Basically, they're supposed to write a song to save the world, and they haven't done that. So the pressure of having to save the world... You know, their marriages are falling apart, their kids are kind of mad at them, but then someone comes from the future and tells them if they don't write the song, it's just not the world now, it's the universe, and so they have to save the universe because time is breaking apart, and so then elements of the past are coming into the...
I have to be the person from the future.
Yeah.
I would so love to go see Bill and Ted 3 and you're in it.
Yeah.
No way!
Yes, wait!
Excited?
I would see that movie 100 times. I hope so. I've honestly really been hoping for that movie. I don't know. My whole life?
In my life.
Yeah.
No way!
Yes, wait! It's so weird to hear Keanu not talking in his Keanu voice. Because he actually doesn't really talk like Keanu.
Yeah.
Like in the movies, he's way more like, you know?
I'm John Wick.
And when he's doing interviews and stuff, it's like... What is going on? He's got a normal voice.
Yeah, right?
Totally normal voice. Why does he do that in movies?
Real quick, did John Wick, number one at the box office? Lego movie? Which one got it?
Lego Batman 2. In fact, John Wick 2 came in third.
Wow.
Lego Batman flattened the competition this weekend. 50 Shades Darker came in second. And John Wick 2 came in third. Probably could have come in second, but my wife wanted to watch the fights instead. So.
It's your fault, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Thank you. And speaking of Lego Batman, the guy Will Arnett, who voices the Lego Batman.
Yeah.
He did an incredible prank call to a toy store as Lego Batman.
Yes!
We'll play that coming up. We have a letter coming up at 7:30. An incredible story about a woman who got amnesia. We'll do that when we come back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88. And now, a Valentine's Day safety tip. If you're wondering whether to get her flowers or candy, the safe move is to get her flowers and candy.
And?
Shoes.
And?
Car.
That's more like
this has been a Valentine's Day safety tip.
Tomorrow, guys. Tomorrow. Big day. Seven, 12, good morning.
High today of 47 degrees. Traffic. Oh, crossing the fingers. There's an accident to report. Cole Avenue at Cedar. That is the first accident of the morning. It is wet out on the roads, guys. It's cold. It's supposed to snow more. Be careful today. Please. Please, Albuquerque. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! I told myself that you were right for me. But you're not.
My poor wife is about ready to run out of gas.
Oh, no.
Big shout out to her.
That's always fun.
Yep. Sorry, babe. There's nothing I can do. I can't. I'll be right back, all right?
What? No, you can't leave.
Oh, okay.
No, we have a show.
I can't leave, babe. I think I'm out of gas, too.
Listen, blame Teo.
It's Teo's fault.
If Teo were here, we could have a great conversation.
Yeah, that's true.
Fine.
That's true.
And you could go save the day. But instead, she's going to get stranded on the side of the road with the kids. Caleb's going to have to walk to try and get gas. You're not going to see him for a few days and think that maybe something bad happened to him. Turns out he just finally got tired of the situation.
There you go.
And skateboarded away. You'll see him in 3 years on the X Games on your television.
Yeah.
He's going to be a professional.
The song going out to my wife. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. 585 live. You can text in. Mm. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Coming up at 7:30, somebody wrote in about Valentine's Day at preschool.
Yep.
Well, we'll talk about that.
The pressure is on for Valentine's Day. And it's not just for grown-ups, man. Sometimes kids need some advice.
Really hoping my wife really didn't cancel that Groupon that she bought.
Oh, no. What was the Groupon?
It was a really good deal. It was like $100 worth of food for like $35.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where?
A bunch of different places.
Oh. They're going to be like, Luby's.
Luby's, which is in, you know,
Amarillo.
Dallas, Texas. Yeah, Amarillo. Gosh.
Babe, it was a great deal. It was a great deal, babe.
We just have to go to Amarillo. Yeah, that seriously, that would be our luck. That would be our luck.
No, dude. This last weekend, Chrissy was determined to go shopping. And she kept going, well...
For Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh.
For her. I have Old Navy money. And I'm like, what does that even mean? I have $60 in Old Navy money. And I'm like, oh, well, why don't you go spend that? And she's like, well, I mean, it's... You get $15 for every $75 you spend.
Sounds just like my wife.
And I said, Chrissy, that is not $60. That is you spending $150.
It's like buying a car when they say, oh, you get like $2,000 cash back. It's like,
well, but if I spend this much, it'd be like spending. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. No. I thought it was
love
like,
you
know, hey, I have like a gift card or I have these things. It's like, I only have to spend $150 and I get $60 back.
Yeah.
Like, you're still spending $90. That's still you spending $90.
Yeah. It's funny. The last time we actually we used a Groupon, we went to a restaurant. We walked in and it was, I think a tumbleweed like flew by us. There was nobody in there.
Ooh.
The guy that was working there just was watching Maury Povich. It was a great deal, though, on Groupon. I'll tell you what.
Oh, man.
Love you, babe.
Love you.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of love, Valentine's Day tomorrow, I've got a story.
Okay.
Goes right along with Valentine's Day. This is a crazy story. There's a 20-year-old woman in England named Jessica who... had a bunch of seizures last March.
Jessica!
And it gave her amnesia. She couldn't remember anything, including her parents.
Those are called amnesias.
Okay. Man. Anyways, she'd been dating a guy named Rich for about 7 months, this poor guy.
Okay.
Well, Jessica didn't want to see him. She says... I don't know this guy.
Oh,
he's
man.
A stranger.
Oh.
Apparently, Rich kept looking at her like they were in love, and she said, this is weird. Get away from me. Don't touch me. So she broke up with him.
7 months, dude.
7 months.
Imagine 7 months of your life. And then
all the hard work you've put in. You finally said, I love you.
Love you.
I love you, too. Well... he convinced her, give me a chance. I know it's creeping you out, but just give me a chance. I swear we were in love.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, you've already rocked, what, all the dates? So you probably know, like, hey, man, I remember this one time, and this totally, you were into this. Let's recapture that magic. And?
They went on a bunch of dates.
Yes!
He took her to all their favorite restaurants again to see if it would jog her memory.
Woo! Love's in the air!
Fortunately, that didn't happen.
Oh, no.
What did happen is Jessica filed a restraining order against Rich.
No.
She couldn't stand the creepy look, the I love you look. I don't even know who you are, man. I'm not in love with you.
Oh, no.
Get away. File the restraining order.
Wait.
What?
Is that?
Oh, wait. No.
You just make that up?
Sorry, I made all that up. Now, she went out on a bunch of dates, and guess what? She fell back in love.
You are such a jerk. I was so sad for Rich.
She says Rich was so patient and nice to her that it was hard not to fall for him. Her doctors still don't know if she'll ever get her memory back, and there's a chance she'll have another seizure and get amnesia all over again.
Amnesias are the worst.
Amnesias. But if it happens, she thinks they'll end up together. Quote, he was able to make me fall in love with him twice, so I know he can do it again.
Third time's a charm, Rich.
Do you think...
Third time's a charm.
Do you think, okay, you're 7 months invested. I don't know how many months it actually took them to fall back in love, but...
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say you're over a year invested in this relationship. You find out from her doctor, this could happen again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I see the look in your eye.
I wouldn't go.
You're bouncing.
I would.
You're out.
I'd be out.
Oh, you're the worst. But you love her.
Yeah.
Sometimes people forget. Are you kidding me? This is called relationship. People forget all the time, man.
You know what? This actually might be awesome
like
for him.
Fear of life. Please don't forget.
Women.
Just remember.
Never forget anything.
Need you to remember.
I should
need
probably be quiet.
You to remember.
Yeah, this is either a curse or a really good thing.
But the cool thing is he was able to, because he loves her so much, that he remembered all of the rad memories, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they had some cool evenings. Maybe it wasn't even restaurants. It was like, man, remember the one time we... No? Okay. You loved this evening. We're going to do this again. We're going to just rent across the universe and just watch it.
I feel like I would just record everything.
Yeah?
And then when she would lose her memory,
photos.
Yeah, you could sit her down and be like, hey, this is a movie. And somebody help me out. This happened on a movie.
Yeah, 50 First Dates. Well, I mean, kind of.
Oh, you know what? You're right. That's what he did, right? He did the whole video thing and would sit her down and then she'd watch it.
Well, multiple people chimed in. Somebody said, yeah, I believe this is called 50 First Dates. Somebody said he needs to do the 51st dates thing. Record a video for herself to watch. Somebody else said, what if it's like the movie Overboard and he didn't even know her? that was different. Somebody else said, sounds like the ultimate do-over. We all know some dates didn't go well the first time around.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to know. Would you, if this was you, would you want to put up with the fact that she might get this amnesia again and forget everything wonderful that you did for her, and then you just got to start back at square one?
51st Dates.
Yeah, it's...
Hated that movie.
I loved that movie.
I know you
I thought it was a really good movie.
So stupid.
Why?
There's no
it's
way.
It's real life, man.
She woke up every day and was like, I'm pregnant!
it's been a while since I've seen that movie. Yeah, it was every day.
I saw it once. Well, I mean, yeah, because she... Her memory lasted her, like, moments.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's like Dory.
Yeah. Well, Rich, hey.
For now, it's working out.
Good for you, man. I hope things work out. I really hope that Jessica doesn't have any more seizures.
Jessica!
Because that stinks. Just losing your memory. I'm glad I lose my.
But I do think if you love someone, right? Like you, if you.
Well, you're not married yet.
Yeah.
It's something you got to decide. Am I going to be willing to put up with this the rest of my life?
Because if you truly love that person, I feel like it would be easy because you wouldn't necessarily have to convince them, hey, we're great together.
Hey, why because am I
even
counting?
Even if she had amnesia, I don't know.
Yeah, but let's go back. Remember when she lost her memory? She saw poor Rich creepily staring at her, and she freaked out. She thought it was weird, and she broke up with him. That would be hard.
Yeah. Yeah, you were in a relationship, especially since she remembered her family.
Yeah.
She remembered everybody else, and then it was like, boyfriend. Nope.
Sorry.
Man. I don't know.
Well, keep us updated, Rich. I know you're listening.
Okay.
Keep us updated.
Oh, man. So somebody else just chimed in and said, okay, if somebody happens to suffer from Alzheimer's, does that mean that their beloved no longer tries to be there for them, even though the chances of them being remembered are very slim? Huh?
Again, if you're married, you've made that commitment. But this is a year into this relationship. And I get that they're in love. Well, maybe they're not in love. You know how it is.
They're not even married.
You know, you usually say I love you when you really don't mean it.
Oh, okay.
Love you.
That love you is like I'm trying to leave. That love you is like, okay, I want to get off the phone now.
Yeah.
I got things to do.
585 live. You can chime in, text in. Would you stay with somebody if you were just dating that could have amnesia, have a seizure any second and lose her memory?
Again. You rebuilt it again. But I agree. Why not have, you have photos, you have videos, you've got, you know what I mean? You didn't, in all of that time, you didn't take any cutesy little videos? Go back to the last year of your Instagram. Little
how weird would that be though? Think about it. If you lost your memory.
Yeah.
And Chrissy all of a sudden sits you down and goes, just watch this video. And all of a sudden you start seeing
you
with her kissing.
We don't have videos like that.
Okay. Holding hands, doing things together, going for walks in the park, skipping.
Hey, can you stop? Because we really don't have videos like that.
Cooking together, laughing together.
Oh, man, I'm going to punch
How
you.
Weird would that be?
Yeah, no, it'd be really weird.
Or having, you know, maybe it is just you guys are arguing, you're fighting. Why would we be fighting if we weren't in a relationship?
Somebody said maybe she's just trying to break up with him.
Come on. That would be insane if somebody went through all of that to fake.
It's called a fake up.
It's a fake up.
Man, I am just on this morning. Amnesias, fake ups. Somebody said it also sounds like the movie The Vow. That's probably what you were trying to think
Vow?
Of. The Vow?
The Vow. With
Vow.
Tatum's?
Yeah. Yeah.
With Channing Taters?
Tatum. Yes. Channing Tatum.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't. I have not seen it.
Who else is in that movie?
Huh?
Who else is in that movie? The Vow. You saw it. I didn't see it.
Jessica.
Nope. Oh. Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams.
Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Tomorrow, guys.
Dude, somebody said, imagine if it was the dude who lost his memory and the girl had to pursue him all the time. What if the girl, like, super stunk at pursuing because she didn't have to be the pursuer in the relationship because he was always pursuing her? Maybe I'm going to get amnesia. So that you'll remember me, Dex.
No.
I feel like I'm the pursuer in this relationship.
Nope. Get away from me, man.
Love you.
Because if somebody loves you, why you always got to be the planner, man? Why is it that I always have to do everything? Why, Dex?
I don't know. It's the way God made me.
But, I mean, sometimes I just want to know that you love me. You know, by the effort you put forth into our relationship.
My phone's blown up. My wife is just texting me like crazy.
It just seems like I'm the one that's always, like, hey, let's spend time together. Are you going to the gym today?
Yeah, you gonna go to the gym with me today?
Oh, now? Oh, okay.
Gonna come work out with your partner?
It might be too late.
All right.
It might be too late.
Wrong.
More Valentine's Day stuff coming up after the break. In fact, we got an email over the weekend. Has to do with Valentine's Day in preschool. Let's go back in time when things were a lot more simple.
Oh, you say that. Wait until you listen to this email. Things are not more simple. We have a parent who needs some serious advice for Valentine's Day. So,
okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited to share this email.
We'll need your help. So we'll read the letter and you can chime in 585 Live when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Grammys, hosted by James Corden.
Actress Melissa McCarthy reprising her role on Saturday Night Live at the expense of White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
First of all, I'd just like to announce that I'm calm now.
North Korea appears to be testing the Trump administration, the regime firing off a ballistic missile while the president was playing host to the leader of Japan.
U.S. Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement officials raiding homes across the country, rounding up undocumented immigrants from California to New York.
To some passengers of a United Airlines flight bound for San Francisco, it was alarming when the pilot started talking politics and about her divorce.
We were a little afraid having someone that was somewhat unstable flying the plane.
Number one at the weekend box office, Lego Batman Movie, taking in nearly $56 million over the weekend, followed by 50 Shades Darker.
A massive crowd of protesters converged on North Carolina's Capitol on Saturday in protest of President Trump, as well as the new state law limiting LGBT rights. The Civil Rights March was led by the North Carolina NAACP for the 11th year in a row.
Good morning. 7:40.
High today of 46 degrees. 47. Yay! Whatever.
47?
47.
49. Whatevs.
Traffic.
Let's take a look at the roads, shall we? There's an accident. Cole at Cedar Street. That was reported a little less than an hour ago. Looking out on the roads, it doesn't appear to be any more accidents to report, but make sure you're safe this morning. It's still a little wet on the roads. Trying to clear up, but don't worry. It's going to snow and rain some more today. Sweet. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
We kicked off the show this morning talking about Holly's fight at UFC 208. So hit the podcast if you want to hear us, jump in deep conversation. But, just real quick, Holly Holm took on Jermaine de Randamie.
Jermaine Dupri, man.
No.
The founder of Crisscross.
Jermaine de Randamie. And Holly Holm lost.
Yeah. And it was wiggity, wiggity, whack.
A lot of people were, in fact, if you jump on Facebook, everybody's saying that Holly should have won the fight.
No!
Steve and I both, I think, we agree.
I don't think
as much
she,
as we love Holly, I don't think she won the fight either.
Yeah, we had a star member this morning saying, "Steve-O, you're crazy, man. Holly was the aggressor," and chimed in on some things, but I disagree. I think the person that was robbed that night was actually Derek Brunson. I think he clearly beat Anderson Silva. He had a really good fight. He should have won that fight. Terrible scoring for the Holly fight, but if anything, it should have been a draw. I don't think Holly did enough to, quote, win that fight. She may have been the aggressor, but significant strikes were way in Jermaine's favor. Yeah. And she wasn't necessarily backing up. She would plant and just counter. And she got in some hard hits.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that Jermaine, she hit Holly after the bell. Talking to Ricky last night.
Yeah, dude.
He said, look up what Big John McCarthy had to say. I don't think anybody would question that he's one of the greatest refs of all time in the UFC.
Right.
And he tweeted last night, the round officially ends at the call of the referee. The bell is their notification. Some would also argue that the ref had jumped in and she was still,
mm-hmm.
So I don't argue that. But if, you know, you're going to make the case that, no, the bell rang and she was still swinging. Well, according to Big John McCarthy, the bell is their notification. The round ends when the referee jumps in and ends it.
And I will say those were the best shots of the night, and they did come after. And in the third round, after she did it the second time, should have been docked a point.
Yeah.
But it would have still ended in a draw. Holly would not have won that fight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We love you, Holly.
Yeah, we do.
So proud of you.
I don't like watching her fight, man. It's too hard.
Yep.
Because you're just like screaming at the TV.
Oh, and usually after, if you've had your third loss in the UFC, usually. Yeah.
Three in a row, man.
Usually you're done. Like, you're out of the UFC. If you get big fight names like Holly, that usually isn't the case. So.
Yeah, well, and of course she's calling for a rematch. She wants a rematch badly.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, who knows?
So she'll probably, if she wins the next two fights, what will happen is they'll probably set up a fight with her and Cyborg. Yeah, and Cyborg.
Jermaine Dupri was like, I got to get surgery on my hand, ligaments in my hand. Also, we're putting Crisscross back out on the road.
Stop it.
Make it.
Jermaine D. Randamie.
Daddy Mac will make you. Warm it up, Chris.
There's
I'm about to.
There's our insight on the fights.
Okay.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Oh, yeah.
Go, Valentine's Day.
It is February 13th, and we all know that is the most beautiful day of the year. Why? Because I said so.
No way!
Yes, wait!
It's Valentine's Day Eve. It's the day where everybody's prepping and getting excited for the big day tomorrow.
No, everybody does it tomorrow.
In fact, man, just thinking about it, you don't sleep. You don't sleep on February 13th because you're just thinking about it. Just prepping. That just means it was a phenomenal day. We got a letter from a mom who's tossing and turning. So I have a 5-year-old son who's in preschool. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And he's decided that he does not want to give Valentine's to his class.
Okay.
All the other kids will be bringing Valentine's Day cards and candy for everyone in the classroom. Should I get stuff for him to give his class or respect his wishes? Parentheses, ha ha ha. I feel like I would be a bad mom if I didn't bring stuff for him to give out, because it seems like all of the moms try to outdo each other when it comes to stuff like this. It's not even the kids making stuff, it's their moms, guys. That's what she said, actually. However, my son is telling me that Valentine's Day makes him nervous and he just doesn't want to do it this year. What should I do? He's only in preschool.
Man.
Thanks.
Already. The pressure.
Yeah, dude.
The kids are under in school, in preschool. Now, when I think back to when I was in preschool and in kindergarten, I don't know if it's like this in every school, but if you were going to bring Valentine's Day cards, you had to give Valentine's Day cards to everybody. You couldn't just pick which ones you wanted to give to. But back in the day, when I was a young lad in kindergarten...
A young lad?
It wasn't that way. It was, you could pick who you wanted to give a Valentine's Day card to or candies to.
Yeah.
So you had your little mailbox or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I remember even making a little...
Like a shoebox?
Yeah, a little shoebox or an envelope or something that you could slide them in. And I remember just running over and then looking in to see how many I got, and there'd only be a couple in there.
Man, I always had to bring two shoeboxes.
Were yours always overflowing?
To the overflowing.
I remember being so stressed out.
I was that kid too.
I remember just being so stressed out.
Yep.
And, you know, of course I wanted a card from the girl that I had a crush on, but I don't think I ever got it, you know? And just seeing her walk over and put a card into the boy that she liked, that was hard for a little kid to watch and go through.
Yeah.
So I understand why they do it. You know, I think it's actually a good thing that if you're going to do it, then you got to bring a card for everybody.
For everybody.
I don't think that's the same thing as everybody gets a blue ribbon. Everybody should be a winner, because I'm not for that at all. I'm not okay with that.
But it changes the pressures of Valentine's Day. If everybody's getting something from everybody, then that's okay.
That's absolutely fine. If
that's
everybody,
cool, man.
Now, if this kid right? doesn't want to be a part of it, that's the question, right?
Yeah.
Should I allow my kid to not participate in Valentine's Day? 585 Live, what do you think?
Man, live line's blowing up. I don't know. Somebody said he's only 5. He could change his mind by the morning. Mom should definitely have a backup plan just in case.
See, that's the lesson right there. If he changes his mind, then, oh, well, sorry. That was a decision you made.
5 years old, you dumb.
What?
Five.
Who cares? Of course you got to be teaching your kids these lessons when they're young.
But 5?
Are you the dad, if one of your kids forgets something at home from school, you'll actually drive it to school?
How old is my kid?
I don't know. 5!
Yeah, I would.
5! Really?
Yeah, jerk!
Oh my gosh.
Dude, a 5-year-old is much different than, say, my middle school child who's 13 who, like, oh, bro, I totally forgot. It's like, okay, you're 13. You should be, like, I don't know, using your own brain.
Mm.
But a 5-year-old? Come
Sorry,
on.
Man.
And I agree with the first person who said they may change their mind by the morning. They're 5.
When my kids were 5, I made them go up into the Sandias by themselves. They had to make their own weapons and kill a cougar. And if they came back down, then they were accepted into my family.
Get out of my life. Somebody said, I'd say give the teacher a heads up. Send him with some Valentines in his backpack, but leave it up to the 5-year-old if he wants to pass them out or not. Somebody else said, tomorrow is the best day ever. Going to 21 Pilots with my family. My daughter
what?
Got the tickets for Christmas. That's Brandy in California.
Oh, okay. My gosh. So jelly right now.
So jelly. Somebody said, seriously, is this a subject this lady needs to let her son choose? Making a big deal of Valentine's Day for a preschooler? Geez. But
is the kid, when he gets to school,
needs to let
though?
Her son choose? He's 5.
Here's the thing you got to think about. Because you're saying 5 years old, he doesn't really understand.
Yeah, dude, he's 5.
Okay.
And if the whole class is doing it, hey, it's a class activity.
All right.
How much pressure is on? I just don't know.
Here's what I'm scared of happening.
Like me.
Here's what I'm scared of happening is him getting to school tomorrow and seeing all of the candy and people passing around, and he's going to be bummed
that he doesn't have anything.
He didn't have anything.
Exactly.
Because he's 5 and he can't comprehend really what's going on. Right?
Yeah.
So does it sound like everybody gets a Valentine's Day card at this preschool?
Yeah, okay. Dude.
Everybody does. So
welcome to 2017.
Why is the kid have pressure to do it?
I don't know. I didn't write this email.
I don't understand. Where is this coming from, Mom?
Well, let's see. My son is telling me that Valentine's Day makes him nervous. He just doesn't want to do it this year. Do it this year, like he's done it for so many years. 5!
That makes
know,
me
Mom.
Sad. It
I,
really
I,
does. I'm so glad that my kids, for years, the weekend before Valentine's Day, you know, it's heading to the big grocery store so we can pick out which superhero Valentine's Day cards and candies, you know, and then of course Leslie and I are the ones having to put together the envelopes that are
I'm not a fan of
hate
the old V Day.
So glad my kids are old now and they don't have to do stuff like that.
People are blowing up everywhere. Force him to do things, make him smile. That's what somebody said on the live line. Weird. Totally raising the emotional generation that can't handle any type of difficulties. And the next person, somebody said, he's 5, dude. 5-year-old little boys think girls are gross. That's what I don't get.
I didn't think they were gross at 5.
5?
It all depends, I think, on the kid.
5.
5. I loved girls. I think the minute I popped out of my mom's womb. And guess what? My daughter
so glad you said womb.
Loved boys.
At 5?
Oh, my! When she was a baby. A boy would pick up Jaden and she would you could see her eyes melt as a baby. I mean, from the time that she loves boys.
So disarm the situation. This is Valentine's Day. You're celebrating, you know, quote, love. You love your mama. You love your dad. 5, dude. You're not like going to go on this big old dissertation of, well, there are 4 types of love. You have agape love. 5. Here's some Valentine's Day. Get over it. This is what the class is doing today.
Oh, maybe he's stressed about
stressed
getting that
Hold on, let me say it again. Five!
Stressed.
Somebody said if he doesn't want to participate, they should explain to him that he won't be receiving anything either. Thank you, Ray from El Paso.
That's what I'm scared of. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think that you should just, the mom should just hook him up with some candies and then just tell him to sprinkle them around at all the pretty girls' desks.
Okay.
No.
No!
Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah. It's kind of, you gotta put, it's dividing your bets, kind of like a roulette table.
Get out of here.
Okay. Always bet on black. You know who told me that?
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, he did!
I always bet on black.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know.
Certain things we can let five-year-olds choose, but this isn't one of them. When he's older, he can make decisions. When he's this little, he doesn't even know what he wants in most cases and needs to learn. That's according to the Liveline. Thank you. Starmie?
Five-year-old preschooler. He does not want to participate in Valentine's Day tomorrow. He said there's too much pressure. Just doesn't want to be a part of it. And the mom who wrote in, she's going, well, should I make my kid...
He's
participate?
Five. Do I want
He's
him
five?
To,
yeah. Or
should he says
I,
there's a lot of pressure.
Should I listen to him? I mean, I don't know what I would do in this situation.
I can't even remember being 5 years old and caring about Valentine's Day or little girls. I'm trying to... I mean, I can remember elementary school.
Oh, man.
Clearly. By, like, third grade,
well,
you know?
I was in preschool when I was five.
You're like 8, 9, 10, yeah. Maybe?
I was eating Play-Doh when I was five.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You didn't care about girls when you were five.
Oh, I cared about girls.
If you cared about girls, you wouldn't have eaten Play-Doh.
I did it in the bathroom when no one was watching.
Oh, Lord.
And God. I couldn't get it out.
Sometimes
and
God
I seriously had to go to the hospital.
Partners you with somebody and you're like, what?
That's me. I eat Play-Doh.
Gosh.
And that was the bad Play-Doh back in the day. That was the Play-Doh from China that had every chemical
okay.
and poison you could imagine.
Somebody chimed in on Liveline, star member, saying, okay, so here's the issue. He's 5 years old, and from what I can tell, wait, nobody cares about this topic. Turn the page. To which I say, yeah, tell that to the 27 texts we have on the Liveline.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to get to all of these. Wow. And it just keeps expanding if I don't start reading fast.
Well, what do you think most of, are they saying that he should go?
Yeah, a lot of people. Somebody said, dude, he's five. It's his first Valentine's Day in a school setting. Maybe he doesn't understand how Valentine's Day works, so try explaining it to him.
Yeah, but, you know, there's kids that go to preschool at four. I mean, there's...
Okay, get out of my life.
There is,
somebody
there?
Else said, sounds like a great way to raise a snowflake!
Hold on. Back to my question. The kids start preschool younger than
Brody's,
five.
Brody's four, and he's in, like, preschool. Like, pre-K.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's not in like kindergarten yet.
Because I know
so
Landon.
So anything 5 years old, he's probably in like, yeah, pre-K five.
I think Landon was
maybe.
Four when he started preschool. He
so
went for a couple years.
I don't know, man. In all honesty, I'm being harsh and funny, but the truth is, he's five. Like, really? The whole class is, it's just something else you're participating in. Maybe disarm this whole like freaky love thing. Have you in turn been like, oh man, because here's what I don't like. Parents. When your kid's like 2 and 3 years old, we had this. People were already pawning Jack off like, Jack, you're going to marry so-and-so. And it's going to, you know what I mean? And I'm like, Jack, they would leave and I'd say, you're not going to do that. And don't even worry about that. You don't even have to think about this for many, many, many years. Like, you just worry about school and,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but in this weird climate, it's like all of a sudden we're trying to get our kids hitched to each other because they were born in the same year and we kind of know each other.
Here's what I think is going on, okay. Mom, who wrote in.
Mm-hmm.
I think your son's a little hipster kid. I think he just wants to do the exact opposite of what everybody
okay.
else is doing.
He is fine.
Does he have a mustache? Email back. Do you have a mustache, kid? Is he wearing a pompadour? Those are great questions you need to ask. Might be a little hipster kid.
He's got the thick rimmed Ray-Ban glasses.
Mm-hmm. Does he have the bubble pipe? Does he have the bubble pipe?
Oh, man.
I had the bubble pipe. I had the Smurf bubble pipe.
That's
a little hipster kid.
Though, man, I'll tell you what.
Great questions, man. He's a little hipster kid.
Liveline's going crazy, so yeah.
What do you think? 5 years old, is that too young for him to make a big decision? Like, I don't want to be a part of Valentine's Day. Too much pressure. Man, 5 years old. It's crazy.
You know, over the weekend, a few people chimed in saying we needed to get Brody in, you know, as our third. maybe this is his opportunity.
Oh my gosh.
He's four
yes.
years old.
We should totally call
He could speak
Brody.
Wisdom into this child, you know.
Yes.
So.
I like it.
Okay.
585 Live. If you'd like to text in, give us your thoughts. 585-5483. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Is someone you know facing another Valentine's Day single? Give them some support and advice with the new line of Valentine's Coach Cards from Hallmark. Like this one that says simply, "Don't be so picky." The inside is blank, perfect for adding your own triple chocolate brownie recipe. Or how about this one? The outside says, "I know you'll meet someone wonderful." The inside reads, "As soon as you get your butt out of your mom's basement." Encouraging? You bet. From Hallmark. Because if you're going to pay $5.99 for a folded piece of paper with a message written by a third grader, you must be in love.
Tomorrow's the big day. Leslie, are we really doing something? Because I need money.
I feel like I've made it clear enough to Chrissy that there's literally nothing happening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm serious.
Yep. You're the guy, though, that tells Chrissy, we don't have to do anything. And then you whip out a $300 gift.
No, I mean it, though.
Okay.
Like, I definitely mean it.
Okay.
Gosh, guys, I cannot focus right now. I'm so sorry.
Somebody here at the station took something that was rotting in the fridge and threw it in the garbage.
Oh, but it threw up.
And the whole building smells like it's just rotting corpse out
My
there.
My favorite part is I thought you busted one because I was like, well, it smells bad, but not
like
that bad.
Rotting garbage.
Well, now it does.
Yeah.
I mean, during our last break, I was like, oh, Dex is gassy.
Yeah.
And then good old Nancy Ryman came back here, like, holding her nose, freaking out. And I'm like,
so
oh, it
bad.
Smells out there, too. And then we open the door to the studio. Oh, gosh. I may vomit. Hey, Daniel. You did? Yeah. Take
get the Lysol.
Okay, get the Lysol.
Gosh.
Dude, and now, see, he just opened it again, and we're exposed to the outside. Something happened.
I can't believe how
Somebody
bad it is.
Somebody opened the fridge, and there was dying, death, decay, or something, because now the entire building, oh, it's overwhelmingly rancid. Like, my eyes are watering.
Oh. Yeah. Who was it? Who's going to come forward and admit?
No one.
They pulled out the rotting corpse from the fridge.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's so bad, guys. I can't focus. I'm so sorry.
8:06, good morning.
High today of 46. I've got my lavender lip salve, courtesy of Los Poblanos, in front of me, and I'm just going to stick this in my nostril. So if you're watching me on the live line, I'm not picking my nose. I'm actually just shoving lavender salve into my nostrils.
Oh, that's so old person.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Guys, it's kind of wet on the roads right now, so because of it, the city broke down. Traffic lights flashing red, Coors at Sevilla Avenue. Maybe things aren't working there. Gosh, Daytona, I'm not even kidding. I may vomit.
I know.
There's an accident in I-25 North at Lead that was reported at 8. My gag reflex is in, like, full effect right now. Whew, that's your... Look at traffic!
recapping the letter out there. I can taste it. I can taste it in my mouth.
I'm not going to lie.
This is like the time when you set off the stink bomb in the studio.
No, this is worse, too.
I think it is worse.
This is literally the worst thing I've ever smelled.
This is worse.
Because it's like rancid, like rotted food that I'm just going to...
You know what? I bet this is Daniel. I bet he did this. I bet this was you.
Because it didn't happen. Okay, 7:30. I walked out there. I went and I had food that I put in the freezer, breakfast stuff, and nothing smelled. So it had to be like right at 8, you know, when people started getting to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did something.
I would like to know what it is. I'm really curious
to
see what
it is. No, I don't want to know what it is because I want to have an appetite for the day. We got an email from a Star Me member needing help. I'm really struggling, dude. I'm sorry. I have a 5-year-old son who's in preschool. Valentine's Day is coming up, and he's decided that he does not want to give Valentine's out to his classroom. I know that all the other kids will bring Valentine's cards, candy for the kids in class. Should I get stuff for him to give his class?
No.
Or respect his wishes. I feel like I would be a bad mom if I didn't bring stuff for him to give out. Oh, because it seems like...
This is just... Oh. Guys, I have the worst nose that you can imagine. I can't smell anything.
And I am... That's my superpower.
I
have the most sensitive nostrils. I'm freaking out right now, guys.
We might need to just shut the show down.
We really might.
Sorry, guys.
I'm not even being funny, dude.
We're not joking around. We might just need to shut it down.
If you're just joining us, somebody ruined our lives by putting dying, decaying food from the fridge, like into the trash or something, and it got into the ventilation system.
I'm trying to think if maybe I left something in there.
Oh, I'm gonna.
I don't think I did.
So anyways, I feel like I would be a bad mom if I didn't bring stuff for him to give out, because it seems like all the moms try to outdo each other when it comes to stuff like this. It's not even the kids making stuff anymore, it's their moms. However, my son is telling me that Valentine's Day makes him nervous, and he just doesn't want to do it this year. What should I do? He's only in preschool. Thank you.
All right. A lot of people chiming in. 585 Live. Just, you know, real simple. For a 5-year-old, should you make your 5-year-old participate for Valentine's Day? You know, candy and cards?
Just shove it in your nose.
Okay, thank you.
It's lavender. It tastes good. Wait, have you washed your hands? You just like really just in your nostrils. That's nice. Sorry, guys. Just gonna go ahead. And,
that's
right.
There you go.
It's like lavender. It's beautiful. Just gonna calm us.
Good.
Relaxing.
Whew.
I still smell it.
Yeah.
I still smell it coming through.
Should you allow your 5-year-old to not participate, or would you say, you know what, you're 5, I don't know if you should not participate, because does he really understand? You were talking
5 years
Brody,
old, man.
Brody's 5, right? He's almost 5. Yeah. He is 5, right?
He's 4.
4? Yeah. He's the 3rd on the show. Why don't we get him on the phone and see what he thinks?
I don't know where he's at. You know,
we'll see what Brody would do in this situation.
He's a wild child, man. You can't keep the wild child down. Oh my gosh, guys!
Ask him if he knows what Valentine's Day is.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Is Brody around?
I can get him. He's in class.
Okay, this is perfect. Maybe we can interview the class.
Yeah. Can we get on the loudspeaker? Can we get on the loudspeaker?
We need Brody.
Come here.
I'm going to ask him, just ask him, I'm going to ask him what.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, buddy. You're on the radio.
Don't tell him that.
Oh. No, he loves being on the radio.
All right.
They want to ask you a question.
Okay.
He's saying no.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see if I can.
Get any kid in that classroom and take it off speakerphone.
I don't know if we should do that.
Yeah, come here. No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have a good track record with that.
Yeah, okay.
That's
true.
Maybe here, talk to Daddy. Here, they have a question to ask, though.
Hi, bud.
A question to ask you, dude.
Okay, epic fail. He's not our 3rd.
All right.
We got to go. We don't have time
Brody.
For this.
Brody, you there? Brody.
No, he's not going to.
Okay, fine.
He's all embarrassed.
Okay, we'll ask a grown-up then. We'll ask you. You're obviously not listening because you have a real job and stuff. But, oh, my gosh. First of all, somebody put bad food in the fridge, and we're dying right now.
Mm.
So if I don't come home, it's definitely because I had to move to, I don't know, somewhere Arctic where there's no smells.
Okay.
Secondly, we got a letter from a mom whose 5-year-old doesn't want to participate in Valentine's Day because it makes him too nervous and there's too much pressure. And the mom needs advice because everybody else, the whole school, I mean, they're giving out Valentine's Day stuff. Does she allow her kid not to participate? What would you do, principal mom?
He doesn't have to participate. Who cares?
Uh-oh.
Why do you think the kid doesn't want to participate, you know?
Well, I don't know. It depends on
on how, like Steve said, if the mom's putting a lot of pressure on him about girls and all that kind of stuff. But he's five. That's stupid. So
if he doesn't want to do it, don't make him do it? Like, you wouldn't make Brody do it?
Here's what I'm scared of. This is what I'm scared of. He's going to get to school tomorrow, and then he's going to see everybody with candy and cool cards, and then he's going to go, oh, man, I should have. Why didn't my mom make me do this?
Yeah.
Well, she could always throw, like, some candy in his backpack, and then if he decides to give it out, he can give it out.
That's what a Starmy member said. Huh. Look at you, right. Practical backup people. Plan. So you don't just make him do it because you're his parent?
No, dude.
No.
I mean, like, in Brody's class, they make it an option that if they want to bring it, they just bring, you bring, because there's 17 kids in the class, so you bring 17 Valentines with only Brody's name on it.
Yeah.
And then the teachers just throw Brody's cards in everybody's little bag. That way you're not having to, like, sort through, this one's for you, this one's for you. So the kids just bring Valentine's with their own name on it, and then you just pass them out to everybody.
Wow. Times have changed.
Back when you were in school, like, at that age, do you remember, it wasn't like that, right? Because in my school, you could just bring one or two. And I remember the stress and the pressure of, oh, my gosh, I hope I get a card from Corey Covis. Because I have this huge crush on Corey Covis. And then when I didn't get one, I was just heartbroken.
Oh. Oh, stop it, Chrissy.
That's
do not.
So sad.
It was sad.
Ugh, I can't tell my wife to shut up.
It was very sad.
Gosh, I really want to, though. That's so dumb. He was a child.
No, I still to this day it affects me.
No, it does not. He's such a dumb. He's a man now. It's okay, no. Chrissy.
Yeah. And you scored with your wife, so you're good.
That's true.
See? They love each other.
That's true.
Love you.
All right. I'm going to go. Right. I'm going to go throw up now.
Thanks, Chrissy.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I can't breathe, dude.
Messed up, man. Somebody messed up royally.
Well, according to Chrissy, apparently, the principal, you don't have to participate.
I like her attitude. She's like, no, dude. She doesn't have to if she doesn't want to.
Whatever.
I think it's great. And then backup plan. Maybe throw some candy in the backpack, and if he decides last minute he wants to participate, he's got the candy.
I just don't understand that he's really stressed out by Valentine's Day. Like, what'd you do? I don't know. Five-year-old's really stressed. He's got bills, a mortgage, two tricycle payments, a sick dog. Get off his back, Mom.
Or he's a hipster.
Doesn't have time for a relationship. That's from the Star, remember?
He's a hipster, man.
Yeah.
He's a hipster kid.
Somebody said, call into work, keep him home with you. As a matter of fact, quit your job. Homeschool him. He's already socially awkward.
Okay.
He'll just live with you.
Stop
forever.
It. Stop it.
No, I agree. Just, you know, give him different options. Like a snack or something. Maybe not a Valentine's Day card. Somebody said, I disagree. You make him participate. At that age, he'll change his mind from 1 minute to the next, especially when he sees the other kids in class start receiving Valentine's with candy. Problem solved. See, it's kind of where I stand. Because it's like,
what, when you look
you're
back,
you're just letting him off the hook. You're just, I don't want to.
What's the memory that pops out in your head when you look back on preschool or kindergarten? Is there a memory that stands out when you look back when you were a little boy?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
I don't want to share.
Please?
Like, are we talking embarrassing things?
Sure. This is just something that really stands out.
Literally the first memory that popped into my brain. I was in third grade.
Mm.
We were playing Foursquare. Cece.
I had a Cece in my school.
She got mad at me. I was like, Cece, we were good friends. Her and Jesslyn.
Cece Borman was,
Well, we were playing kickball. Or, Foursquare. I say kick because she got mad and we got into a scuffle, you know, third grade scuffle, and she kicked me. She kicked me in a place that no little boy should ever be kicked in. And I went down like a,
gosh,
like a little boy who just got kicked somewhere he shouldn't be kicked. And they had to take me to the nurse because I couldn't myself. And then they had to take me to the doctor.
Oh.
And then when I came back, they made fun of me.
Wow.
You know.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. It was really tragic.
That's awful.
Well, I mean, you asked for a real life story. That's real. Thanks, bro.
Well, just wanted to.
To this day, well, I hate CC's pizza.
Here's the thing.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. there are things at 5, 6, 7 years old that still to this day.
Oh, yeah.
I think about all the time. It affects me on who I am today.
Dude, I can't believe you're saying this, and all of a sudden it's like...
Yeah.
I had a Donnie button. I loved Donnie. He was my favorite new kid.
The jean jacket I
and
saw.
And a dude pushed me down. I had my Donnie pin on my jean jacket, and a dude pushed me down on the playground like a jerk, and I skid, and it was like the plastic of my button went... And yep. He ripped my Donnie pin.
Yep.
And then cried.
Yeah, I had the Top Gun jacket.
What is happening?
It's too big. It's the smell.
It's affecting our mind, and all of a sudden, everything's tragic.
I was bullied by teachers. I was bullied by other kids. Yeah, just awful. You know, I mean, there's just so much pressure when you're a little kid. I pray for my kids every day because, school is hard.
Here's a Star Me member that I think has some common sense. Bet he just doesn't know what to expect since it's probably his first Valentine's Day. He's 5, dude. When my son was little, he would freak out over any new event just because he didn't know what to expect and how things were going to work out. But if I gave him a little verbal agenda about time frames and stuff like that, he was okay.
Hmm.
I agree. Have him participate. Get some Valentine's Day cards for him. Whatever. Explain how simple it is. This is great. You're going to be sharing with everyone else in the classroom. It's an opportunity to give a gift. You're going to give to all the kids in the class, and then you're going to receive something that's going to feel so good.
Yeah.
You're 5.
10-4, copy that.
And then you're going to come home and watch Teen Titans Go.
Oh.
And eat candy. Because you're 5.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Participate. Oh, gosh! I can't breathe! Somebody on the live line said, I kind of want to go down there just to smell what's going on.
Mm.
Just to kind of pin down what's going on. Somebody else said, you're doing such a good job at describing the nastiness that I feel like I can smell it through the radio speakers and now I'm getting sick. Somebody else said this. Does the mom respect the 5-year-old's wishes about his bedtime? What if he prefers to eat candy at night?
Yeah.
The toys he wants at the store. Good Do you call. Allow him to make those rules?
Good call. Sounds like he's running the house.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody said my 2-year-old sometimes doesn't like to eat because it stresses him out. I still make him eat.
Mm. Yeah. Good points.
I made Brody this weekend and he was not having it for dinner one night. And it was like, well, you're going to sit here, bud, because this is your only dinner you got. Well, but I don't want to be... And it was because his brothers were done and they were playing and being jerk big brothers because they were like... I'm out. It's like, everybody should really be sitting here. So I sat there at the table with him. I'm like, I'll sit with you, bud. And I just sat there and I cut it up for him. I was like, I'll help you eat, man, but you're eating dinner. And he did.
He finally ate, huh?
And then he ate all his food reluctantly, but he ate it all. And then he got up and he played.
Yeah.
And totally forgot about it because he's 4. I don't know.
Good call.
Somebody said, I think the bigger concern is the mom trying to compete with the other moms and feeling like a bad mom because she doesn't create the perfect Valentine. If this kid doesn't want to participate, that's fine. But I would say he can't get any candy either. Is that mean?
Nah.
Yeah, dude, it's stressful. I'll tell you what, man. Little League has been the norm in our household for years. And when they were younger, thank God Brody's starting back up. He's in T-ball now. So we're going to have to deal with this all over again.
The snack packs.
Oh, gosh. Talk about pressure. It's like, all right, well, so-and-so, you're in charge of snack this week.
Ugh.
And I've seen some of the most outlandish, like, for us, it's like, here's a bag of goldfish, here's a Gatorade. Actually, now it's not even that. It's like, here's some grapes and some orange slices and a Gatorade. Good game, 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And then there's those moms, it's like, every single bag has each kid's name on it, and it's like, the cookies have their individual numbers on it.
See, that's
here's
the mom that wants to one-up everybody.
And here's some, and I'm just like, dude.
That's the one-up mom.
You shouldn't have. No. You shouldn't have.
That's the show-off mom.
Oh, can't do it, bro.
I'm the greatest mom, but not really, mom.
Somebody said when I was 5, the neighborhood boy I had a crush on invited me to play with him. So naturally, I put on a poofy dress and ran over. And all the kids were there playing Red Rover, and they called my name. And I ran and hit their arms like a wall. Dress flew over my head. Everyone saw my panties.
My gosh.
And I ran home crying. Great memories. That was Becca. That's why she's crazy.
Yeah. See?
Somebody said, I'm just imagining tiny little Steve-O with his mini goatee playing Foursquare.
You know he did. You know you had that little goatee.
I wasn't that hipster cool, man.
Yes, you were.
Oh.
Yes, you were.
It was cray cray.
Okay. Somebody said maybe the 5-year-old's stressed out because he has 2 girlfriends and doesn't want to get caught.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was Landon. Landon had that problem when he was younger. Him and Jack. Girls just loved them.
Somebody else did say this. Okay, here's the deal. I feel for this 5-year-old. Kids are rude. They have no filter. Maybe he had some experience with a Rudy who hurt his feelings. Maybe he's already, like, heartbroken. No. And then they said, JK, I agree with Chrissy.
Yeah, maybe he got a card last year that...
Maybe he got bullied. And it was like, Mom, read this to me. And the mom did, because he's 4 and can't read his card.
That's a good call. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what up?
Oh, man, you guys are off the grid over here, man.
I know. I heard we're down. We're down in your town.
What are you guys, what's going on? What are you guys talking about?
Well, a mom chimed in because her 5-year-old is nervous. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and the 5-year-old does not want to take part in Valentine's Day, and she doesn't know what to do. Does she force the 5-year-old to take part in Valentine's Day, or does she just let him off the hook, even though all the other classmates are doing Valentine's Day?
Ah, man.
What would you do? Would you make your son do it, or be like, ah, who cares? You don't have to be a part of it.
Like do what? Like do the cards and take them in and... that little kid needs to knuckle up.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for...
And it's kind of weird, though, making him do it. He's only 5 years old.
Yeah. It's weird that a 5-year-old doesn't want candy. Something going on here.
It's probably the whole love thing, and he's probably creeped out by some of the classmates.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's a weird subject.
Yeah.
I remember doing it as a kid all the time, and I used to always pick the hearts that I wanted to give the certain girls.
Yeah, did you have to give candy and a card to everybody, or could you just pick which ones you wanted to give the
cards? No, we did it as a class.
Yeah, see,
you know?
We didn't. We could actually pick who got a card and candy. And so I would look into my little envelope or my little box.
Yeah, welcome to life, kid.
And I would have maybe 2 or 3 in a class of like 25, and it would just be crushed.
No, yeah, we would get I remember my mom getting the packs. It only come like 12, so you had to get like 2 packs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you get this big thing of hearts, and you always make sure you don't give the boys any hearts. you just give the girls the hearts and make sure they say something like, hug me, or, you know.
Yeah.
Something creepy like that.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell mom just to, I don't know, that's weird.
Well, boy, what's your most traumatic memory as a 5-year-old? People are just blowing up the line with that.
My brother throwing me outside of our apartment complex butt naked.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I swear, right after school, too, so my friends are out, and they're waiting for me to come out. My brother had his buddy, and my brother's 8 years older than me, so he was a teenager. He had his buddy with him, and he just took off all my clothes and threw me out. And it was an apartment complex with only 4 units, 2 on top, 2 on bottom.
Oh, no.
And I was covering up, and I was crying like a little baby, dude. But, yeah, that was pretty traumatic.
Yeah. Becky Marshall was probably out there. She saw you naked. It's awful.
All right, man. I love you.
Love
man.
You, too, man. Oh, so many people chiming in on that now. Oh, you want to talk about traumatic experiences? You started it, jerk. Somebody said I peed my pants in Head Start because I was too afraid to ask the teacher to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Every time I pass that school, that memory comes back to me.
Yep. Mrs. K, kindergarten. I didn't know how to tie my shoes. Oh, actually, I was just learning how to tie my shoes, and I remember coming in from recess, and it was wintertime, and I had snow packs, and so you would change when you're out in recess, you'd wear your snow packs, but then when you come inside, you had to put your shoes on.
Okay.
So I was putting my shoes on after recess, and my shoes were untied, and she wouldn't let me in the classroom until I tied my shoe. And so I sat there trying to tie my shoe, and I couldn't figure it out. And she yelled at me and said, you're not coming in the classroom until you tie your shoe. And she shut the door and left me in the hallway all by myself. And I cried.
Oh, man, it's too bad that happened 20 years ago. You could have made so much money.
I know. For real. Thank you, Mrs. K.
That's the difference. Like, I'm reading some of these experiences from when people were in, like, first, second, and third grade, and I'm like, man, half of these experiences today would have made national headlines.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Heck yeah.
So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody else said, speaking of Valentine's Day, I've been married for 16 years, and I asked my wife if we could pass on Valentine's Day this year. She said, you know what I expect.
Oh, no.
I guess that answers my question. Sorry for your loss, man. Sorry. Sorry for your loss. Ah! Man. Somebody said when I was in second grade, I could have been traumatized, but one little girl saved me.
Becky Marshall?
She was the nicest girl and the only one who gave me a card. I still remember it. I choose you.
Get out of my life.
That's Ralphie Wiggum.
Get out of here.
He just chimed down the live line.
Love you.
He's all grown up. He's all grown up and grown up. Little Ralphie Wiggum. I love this. Thank you, Starmy, for making my day. Somebody said I'm a believer in giving kids a little respect to make choices within reason to allow them to learn from said choices. What I see happening is he goes to class tomorrow, feels a little left out, wishing he had participated. Guarantee you he volunteers to fill out his Valentine's Day for the rest of his little life.
Maybe. Maybe not, though. Maybe you need to listen to your kid. I don't know. You got the advice. Now, please let us know what you decide to do with your child. Give us an update.
Valentine's Day! Happy Valentine's Day!
We got to take a break.
Valentine's Day Eve, y'all.
585 Live, you can text in. If you need advice, you can always email the show, studio@star88.fm.
I'm going to go outside during the break and shove bark into my nostrils.
Don't go outside. Don't open that door.
Oh, that's true. Every
time
somebody opens
it. Keep that door shut.
Gosh.
All right, we got some more headlines when we come back. And a cheater. We're going to take someone to the hotel. I just wanted to say it. I missed it.
Yeah, somebody chimed in this morning thinking that five-year-old maybe just doesn't want to get caught because he's got multiple girlfriends. Mm. Doesn't want to do Valentine's Day, so maybe we need to take that five-year-old to the hotel.
I don't know.
That sounded weird.
We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Grammys, hosted by James Corden.
Actress Melissa McCarthy reprising her role on Saturday Night Live at the expense of White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
First of all, I'd just like to announce that I'm calm now.
North Korea appears to be testing the Trump administration, the regime firing off a ballistic missile while the president was playing host to the leader of Japan.
U.S. Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement officials raiding homes across the country, rounding up undocumented immigrants from California to New York.
To some passengers of a United Airlines flight bound for San Francisco, it was alarming when the pilot started talking politics and about her divorce.
We were a little afraid having someone that was somewhat unstable flying the plane.
Number one at the weekend box office, Lego Batman movie, taking in nearly $56 million over the weekend, followed by 50 Shades Darker.
A massive crowd of protesters converged on North Carolina's Capitol on Saturday in protest of President Trump, as well as the new state law limiting LGBT rights. Civil Rights March was led by the North Carolina NAACP for the 11th year in a row.
836, good morning.
High today of 46 degrees. Traffic. Got an accident reported, I-25 north at Lead. The right lane is blocked because of it. Traffic lights are flashing incorrectly. Coors Boulevard at Sevilla Avenue, so be careful in that area as well. Other than that, everything else looking clear. That's your look at traffic.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah!
Traffic!
Welcome to the show, Dex and Steva.
Just maintaining, bro.
Yeah, I can't smell anything anymore.
I hate that
I put that
I have
stuff underneath my
nostrils,
nose. Thank you
man.
For that.
You're welcome. Ah! My tongue is numb. Like, I can taste it.
Mmm. Beautiful. Guys, we have a podcast.
What?
Yeah, guys, it's so easy to listen to the show. No one listens to the radio anymore. People download podcasts now. That's what
like,
we do.
I feel like everyone listening right now is like, but I listen
think about
to the radio.
It. You can listen to us in your own time. With radio, you got to you gotta be at the radio. Well, what time are they doing this bit?
Yeah,
what
but that's
time
like, it's like live this? Sports. You want it in real time, and then you can interact and you can be a part of it.
Yeah. People aren't into it anymore, man. They're downloading.
Tell that to everyone chiming in on the live line.
They're
calling
subscribing
us right now.
To our podcast.
Well, yeah, you can still do that in case you missed part of the show or there's an interview you wanted to catch. Or
speaking of that, Amy Smart was supposed to be on the show this morning.
Yeah.
She canceled. Us, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. Very excited. So is the Starmy. So yeah, no, Amy's smart. Anyways, go subscribe. Morning Invasion, iTunes, Android people, you know where to go. Or you go to star88.fm and you can get our podcast right there at our Morning Invasion page.
What?
What?
Shocking news. Metallica announced a worldwide tour and Albuquerque's not on the list.
That's weird.
With your favorite band, Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh my gosh.
Blah. Blah. And Volbeat.
Oh, Volbeat. Yes. Volbeat.
Blah.
All right, before we get into more headlines.
Oh no.
It's time to take you to the hotel. Or is it? Take him to the hotel.
Yeah.
Cheaters, they're out there. In fact, we know a lot of you out there that are listening right now. You're thinking about it, aren't you? You're thinking about cheating. You better not, man, because we do this thing called Cheaters Hotel.
Are we talking, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about like a Netflix cheater? Are we talking about like a cheating on your test?
Whatever. Just reminiscing. Thinking about the old days when I used to catch cheaters.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
Since we don't do Cheaters Hotel here.
Yeah.
Here's a story about a guy in the French Riviera. This guy was cheating on his wife. Apparently, he'd take Ubers to see his other woman. One time, he logged into his Uber account from his wife's iPhone to get a ride. And then he logged out. But there was a glitch. Even though he was logged out, his wife kept getting notifications about where he was going. Well, that made her suspicious, and eventually she figured out he was having an affair and divorced him.
Oh!
Well, now the guy is suing Uber for $48 million for destroying his marriage.
Okay.
That's right. In his eyes, it's Uber's fault his marriage ended. Even though he's the one who was having the affair. Uber said it wouldn't comment on the case.
$48 million?
Ruined his marriage. Because of a glitch.
Maybe he could use some of that money to buy a car.
Yeah.
I don't understand. There was a glitch and it just kept showing where he was going with Uber.
Yeah, he logged out, but apparently probably the notifications or something. It kept notifying his wife after that. Every time he'd jump in an Uber to go somewhere, it would send a notification to his wife's phone saying that he got an Uber to this location. So finally, she checked in on it, took him to the hotel. Guys, if you're thinking about cheating, don't do it. You might wind up in the hotel.
Somebody like really, really, really wants us to do Cheaters Hotel.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, guys.
Why not?
Because some things should just be left in the past, Steve.
Okay. That's Steve. Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Joey. If you are a victim of... Studio at star88.fm. I make no promises. But you never know, girl. Vigilant on the prowl. We'd have to come up with a better story, though. That Wynn Hotel thing, come on, man. Come on.
What would you do?
I don't know.
How would you catch your cheater?
Did
you ever watch Cheaters on TV?
No.
You never saw Cheaters?
No, dude. I don't watch trash.
That guy got stabbed.
What?
Yeah, he confronted the cheater and the guy came after him with a knife.
Whoa.
Stabbed him.
It was a show?
It was a show.
Okay. That's why you gotta mind your own business, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Mind your business,
man. Somebody else said, wait, but you told us on Friday's segment of the CrossFit thing to cheat. So if anything, can you play that music for me?
Oh, it's not true.
So Dex, how you doing with your workout?
Well, great.
I mean, I believe it's five rounds. All right. 15 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
10
mm-hmm.
pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
8 box jumps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got 15 sit-ups there, and then you got the one round to add rest. How many pull-ups did you actually do that round? Because I wasn't sure that I saw you get them all in.
I was just saying. Because you were saying that you're not going to go because it's so hard, and I mm-hmm. said, well, why? You don't have to do all the rounds. I mean,
hey,
you can cheat if you want to. I mean, if it's that big of a deal to you.
The only person you're cheating is yourself.
Okay.
And your physique. Your body is a wonderland.
Mm.
It wants to improve. It wants to get better.
Okay.
But when you cheat at the gym, you're just hurting yourself.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
So, whatever, it's cool.
Shout out to the Live Line that just renamed Cheater Hotel. Cheater's Hotel. I just got really excited. Jeter gets the cheater.
Oh, my gosh. Jeter gets the cheater.
Yeah.
That was great. You win today. I don't know what you win. But
somebody said Dex cheats on Steve-O constantly with Buck, even right in front of his face. Buck is brash enough to call and talk about it even.
I get it. That's hilarious.
Thanks, guys. Slowly trying to get through it. Speaking of cheating, how's your diet holding up?
Oh, well, I did have a delicious burger last night.
Okay. Coming up, I'm going to share a story about Dex and the McDonald's drive-thru. But first, Tom Brady signing autographs at an event next month, and it won't be cheap. I am dumbfounded. However, I guess it's reasonable. You want to get a photo of Tom Brady?
Sure.
$850.
Wait, what? $850?
You want him to sign your football? That'll be a cool grand.
No.
And for $1,200, you can get a signed game day style jersey.
Unbelievable.
I'll tell you right now, the quickest, surefire way to turn your icons and heroes into just hatred is stuff like this.
Why would he do that?
Dude.
Why do they do that?
I went to New York Comic Con and had a chance to meet Rob Liefeld. He is the creator of Cable. Cable and Deadpool. Cable being my favorite comic book character in the history of ever. Love Cable. So I brought with me New Mutants 87, which is the very first appearance of Cable. I even have Uncanny X-Men issue 201, his first appearance as a baby.
Okay.
Signed by Chris Claremont.
The nerd noise is deafening.
Chris Claremont is one of the most iconic X-Men creators and writers in the world. And he was a really sweet dude. And he signed my book, and it was awesome. And we talked for 10 minutes about faith and X-Men comics. And seriously, he was one of like the greatest X-Men writers of all time. Fast forward to meeting Rob Liefeld, who
I'm a nerd
created Cable and Deadpool. And I walk up to have him sign my book, and he looks down, and it's New Mutants 87. And he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, obviously, Cable. I created him. I just starts talking to me about Cable. I'm like, this is so awesome. And before he looks at the book and then he looks at me and he's like, $40.
$40?
And I'm like,
$40
to sign? And I'm like, you know what? That's okay. Shake his hand. I'm like, it's just good to meet you though.
See,
but it's
different with, it's different because Tom Brady makes millions of dollars in the NFL and millions of dollars off of endorsements. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think, does Tom Brady sign autographs just, you know, when he's out and if somebody came up to him and said, hey, can I have your autograph? I don't think he would say, sorry, $1,000.
Right. This is an event.
And then if somebody wanted one.
$850 to have him sign a photo.
Gosh.
Are you kidding me?
That's ridiculous.
I ended up, you know, the funny thing is, Rob Liefeld was standing there and I'm like, that's a little steep. There's no way I can do that. And his handler, because they all have handlers, was like, bro, you're going to walk away without having your favorite comic book
creator,
blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to regret it. You should do this, blah, blah. And he's, like, convincing me to spend
$40.
Oh, dude. And so I'm, like, walking away, and Chrissy goes, You should just do it.
Aww.
You're going to regret it later if you don't.
It's and a good wife.
To this day, I actually ended up shelling over $40 from Descent. To this day, I still just think about it and get sick. Like, I'm not like, I'm really glad I did that.
Yeah.
I just get angry because I'm like, that's autograph. So gross, man.
So disgusting. Here, you pay me $40 for an autograph.
Of course, I say that. Let me just out my wife right now, who is a crazy Firefly and / Nathan Fillion
fan.
How
much did she pay?
She saved up. Like, this was our anniversary trip to New York. And the one thing she said was, I want to meet Nathan Fillion.
Did you have to pay to meet him?
Firefly in Castle and blah, 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 blah. And all of her friends were like, oh, swoon, right? So we walk up there and we're like, we have a Firefly poster. We just want him to sign this. And they're like, oh, a signature? Okay, that's $80. And she's like, okay, and I want to take a picture with him. And they're like, oh, that's 120 more.
Home, more?
$200.
Oh, I've seen the picture.
Shake his hand.
Oh my gosh.
Talk to him for 8 seconds with a little signature and then take a picture with him.
That's crazy.
$200. And I'm like, well, happy anniversary. Cause she didn't even bat an eye. It's like, okay.
But that's how those guys make money, right?
It's a good thing we've been saving for like a year.
Is that how those guys make money? When they go to the Comic Cons?
Well, when they go to the conventions, I'm sure that's how they make
money. So in a way, I kind of understand,
dude,
but that's just ridiculous.
Stan Lee was there, and it was astronomical, like what he wanted. It was kind of like Tom Brady numbers, and he was like sold out for days.
Wow.
Just people wanting to take their picture with Stan Lee and get something signed by him. But I'm still just like, man, that's so much money. For what? For what? Because Carrie Fisher was there last year.
You could have, man.
I know.
How much?
But it was about the same. It was about $200 if you wanted to like get her to sign something and take a picture. And I'm like, that's crazy. I love Carrie Fisher. She was like my childhood first crush, man. Princess Leia. I don't care that much. At all.
Tom Brady. $850 for a photo. $1,000 he'll sign a football. And $1,200 you get a game day style jersey signed. That's crazy, but think about a game day style jersey for $1,200. What is that jersey going to be worth someday? A signed jersey from Tom Brady?
Yeah, I guess.
That's worth thousands of dollars
is
someday.
Is it, though?
I would think so.
Yeah.
You know, 20, 30 years down the road? Sure it will be. What's a Joe Montana jersey worth?
Yeah.
I bet that's worth a lot of money. It's got to be in the thousands. Way more than $1,200.
No way. A Joe Montana signed jersey? Maybe I just don't understand how much jerseys cost. Because
yeah, probably a big difference between like the ones that they wore and just a regular jersey, you know? If it's one that he wore, then of course it's going to be a lot of money. But
okay, here's an autographed Joe Montana jersey. I just found for $500.
Wow.
This one's framed and matted for $1,800.
Hmm.
Still... Okay, here's a jersey signed by Joe Montana, Dan Marino, John Elway, and Johnny Unitas. Like, talk about signatures and quarterbacks of the century that is $1,500 on eBay right
now.
So, yeah, Tom Brady crazy. Is asking for $1,200 just to sign your jersey.
People will pay it.
That's crazy to me. Moving on. Generations of lazy slackers around the world have pondered the ultimate question. How do I get to McDonald's drive-thru without having to leave my couch? I know, Dexter, this is the ultimate question for you. Well, thankfully, some Canucks have the answer. A cop in Miramichi, New Brunswick, Canada, was outside of a McDonald's at 3:19 a.m. on Thursday when two guys rolled through the drive-thru on a couch. It was on wheels, and another guy was driving an ATV towing
it. Oh, my gosh.
When the cop turned on his lights, the guy in the ATV sped off, but he left his two drunk buddies and the couch chilling. Literally because it was snowing in Canada. ATV guy wound up getting away, but the two guys in the couch were arrested. It is still unclear what the charges are, but it's looking like public intoxication and a moving violation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, they put wheels on their couch and totally rolled
through. It's not funny, Steve-O. It's not funny.
Whatever, dude, this photo / video is hilarious.
Don't do this.
You gotta give him props for like ingenuity, because they straight up put wheels on the couch.
What about the guy on the ATV that got away? He actually took off.
What a jerk, man.
He ditched him and took off.
Sorry, what a McJerk.
Okay.
Oh, man. Congratulations, Canada. You were a genius. Well, there you go. That's how you know.
Beautiful.
That's how you can get to McDonald's on your couch, buddy. Photos of a bright orange alligator in South Carolina have been making the rounds online. It's not clear why it's orange, but someone came with the name Trumpigator.
Okay.
Wrong.
I love that. Trumpigator?
Yeah. Last night, dude, I was really excited for 0.4 seconds because a very iconic hip-hop group had a performance during the Grammys. They are called A Tribe Called Quest, and I was stoked until I remembered, wait, I don't even like the new record because it's just so politically charged and just racially tense, and it's pretty much inclusive to everyone unless you're a white Christian.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I knew I shouldn't be stoked, but I let my heightened emotions and love for Low End Theory get the best of me and was stoked for Tribe. In fact, they performed with Busta Rhymes, and I was just like, yes! Until he came out, and it was all just like attacking President Agent Orange.
Really?
That's what they kept calling him. President Agent Orange. And they rocked We the People. They kicked it off with the War Tour, and I was really excited, and then it was like, just kidding.
We like to say to all of those people around the world, all of those people who are pushing people who are in power to represent them, tonight, we represent you.
I just want to thank President Agent Orange.
What up, Chief?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you could play that. Busta went off.
Man.
Busta Rhymes, man. I loved Busta Rhymes.
It's getting old.
Speaking of people sitting on a couch eating McDonald's, Busta.
Busta. Has he gained some weight? Really?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. A photo or a pilot for United Airlines went on a weird rant before a flight from Austin to San Francisco on Saturday. Apparently some kind of nervous breakdown. She got on the intercom, talked about President Agent Orange, Hillary,
okay,
and her divorce. They ended up pulling her off of the flight and got a new pilot. We have a clip.
I'll stop, and we'll fly the airplane. Don't worry, I'm going to let my co-pilot fly it. He's a man. Okay? Okay, if you don't feel safe, get off the airplane, but otherwise we can go. Okay. This is all set up. Okay, come on up. All right, so I purposely offended you. Did I offend you? Okay, so did I purposely offend you? I did. The answer is yes. So, but I didn't, okay? And this guy here. Flight attendants, please disarm doors. Flight attendants, disarm doors. Cross-check, standby for all call.
Oof. Man, she sounded pretty professional.
Yeah.
Like she's done that before. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. What would you do, man? You're on a flight. And
I'd kick
pilot,
back and watch. I think it would be the greatest thing ever.
You would be stoked if that was the pilot
be
flying your plane?
But
just kind of freaking out?
Yeah, I'd be thinking, man, what's going to happen next?
I always enjoy it when they have like some cool dance moves or something, like the flight attendants and the pilot like have this routine. You're like, yeah!
I love it when
Party
they get on there and
flight!
Joke. I love it
Let's
when there's a jokester
this!
On board.
Yes, dude.
The flight attendant's just a jokester.
You know it's going to be great.
Heck yeah.
Like, man, take us to the Bahamas, girl. Guy in a bus in Colombia recently tried to run off with someone's phone, but the bus driver closed the doors on him, so his legs were sticking out. Then he drove to a police station and turned him in.
Yes!
That was epic.
That is
epic.
Awesome.
Bus driver right there.
He drove to the police
station. Drove to the police station with the dude's legs dangling.
Oh, my gosh.
It happened in Colombia, so they won't be suing.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good on him, man.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Oh, I have so much more news, but I know we're up against it.
Yeah, we should probably go to break here.
Fine.
Dex
Busta
and
Rhymes!
Oh.
Agent Orange! I'm so mad! Represent the people!
We gotta take a quick break. More headlines coming up. We'll just kind of recap a little bit of the Grammy stuff. We went over it earlier, but
yeah.
We'll recap that. 585 Live, we'll be right back. Colony House, Lonely, Star 88, Dex and Steve-O. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Hi, man. What are you doing?
Just chilling, looking at tour dates for Metallica to see where I want to go. What?
What? Where are you going to go?
I don't know, man. They're playing...
Red Rocks?
No, they're playing Sports Authority Field. They're playing, like, big stadiums. It's going to be one of those tours, man.
Mm.
Maybe not.
That's cool. That's cool, man.
Maybe if there was a good opener, but Avenged Sevenfold, who cares about them? Am I right?
You ever seen them live?
No, dude, because I like real metal.
Well, I mean, you know.
Avenged Sevenfold to me is like the Linkin Park of metal. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean?
Kind of.
It's very like...
Well, Avenged Sevenfold, the whole band minus the singer, you take the singer out and I think they're a great band.
That's what I'm saying.
You put the singer in and, oh, man, it's... Man, Leslie and I got stuck on stage at an Avenged Sevenfold concert once and almost crashed the set. Did you hear about this?
No.
My wife and I, we were outside stage at Avenged Sevenfold. This was a couple years ago. And I remember telling Leslie, I only want to stay for a couple songs. Because they're not my band.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there side stage. And the production they put on, they had this giant castle on set. And so the only way to get off the stage was to go out onto the stage into one of the doors of the castle.
Oh, my gosh.
So first song is over, and I remember it going pitch black, and I'm thinking, all right, next song, when it goes dark, we'll make a run for it. So we listened to the next song, and I told Leslie, all right, we're going for it. When it goes dark, we got to just book it through that door. Because you had to go out on the stage.
Yeah.
So, song's over. It goes black. I immediately started running. I knocked over the laptop from the sound guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I caught it, put it back, looked at Leslie, and she said, nope, not going. And I booked it. And I ran through the door, and I ran into the guitar tech who was carrying the guitar out to switch guitars. I ran right into him. And he said a bad word, and well, I just kept running. And finally, it's pitch black, and I don't even know where I'm at. I had to pull my phone out, and I'm waiting for Leslie. Another song goes.
Oh, my gosh.
Another song goes. And finally, she makes it through. I never again will I go to an Avenged Sevenfold concert. I almost broke the set.
That's not almost injured their fault.
Guitar tech.
That's your fault entirely.
No way, man. Why would they do that? Like, we're stuck on stage the whole concert?
Oh, it sounds so bad.
It's ridiculous.
So, what a horrible life you had. Yeah, I was like,
it was a band
stuck.
You don't like.
I was stuck on stage with Avenged Sevenfold. It was so bad. My life is so hard, you guys.
And it's funny, the whole time, though, I don't know if it was the guitar player or it was the whole band, but there was a bodyguard up there, this giant man, and he kept looking at me with that look like he knew I was up to no good. He knew I was planning something. Yeah, well, little did he know, I was.
Yeah, you're trying to take their set out.
It would have been funny if I would have knocked over the castle. Oh. Yeah, that's me. That's my life. Yeah, all right. What are we talking about?
Well, we haven't talked about anything
yet. What are we doing right now?
I mentioned you literally asked me what I was doing, and I said Metallica, and all of a sudden it was like, whoop, whoop, left
field. That's right. That's right.
My bad.
That's right. 585 Live. It's Monday. What's your mindset, Starmy? How you feeling out there? What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, I had a really cool opportunity this weekend to change the course of history for... Two human being, not really. I did have fun on Saturday, though.
What'd you do?
I didn't really change lives, but... Well, I don't want to brag, because it's not about me, but... just.
What'd you do?
Do you have any good wedding music?
Well,
a lovely lady named Letitia.
Letitia
chimed in and said, "Morning Invasion, you are our friend's favorite morning show on the planet. There's a really rad ministry here in town called Expect a Miracle. And it's like a program where people can go to recover. Maybe it's drug usage. Maybe it's whatever. They need to get back on their feet. They need a solid foundation. Well, we know that foundation's only found in Christ. But this is a men and women's faith-based recovery home that helps drug addicts, alcoholics, criminals. Man. To get back on their feet and build a foundation in Christ. Well, two said people who went through the program and like graduating, working with the program, like a phenomenal program.
Okay.
They met within the program. They found love. And they were getting married this last weekend. So we got an email that said, "Dude, I know y'all are busy. Will you make Sharon's day? Sharon and David." And so I said, "Yeah, I will."
Okay, all right.
Dexter was busy.
Yeah, I was.
So busy. And he couldn't make it.
And, you know, basketball.
So get this. Huge fans of the Morning Invasion. They listen every morning. So I don't know if they're listening now. It's the 9 o'clock hour. Shout out if they are, because so cool. So I get there. I was nervous because it was in Bosque Farms and I didn't want to be late. And so I got there and you could tell people were like looking at me because it was everybody that was a part of the ministry. It was a big group, giant family. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then there was me just kind of standing there. I had my rocking my Reservoir Dog suit. Right.
Yeah.
And, finally somebody came up to me cause I was like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, "I'm sorry. Is Letitia here from Expect?" You know, they're like, "Yeah. Oh, she's over here." So they take me over to her and I'm like, "Hi, my name is Steve-O from the Morning Invasion." Yeah. She's like, "Ah!" Right? So I got to meet the husband, David. I got to meet the groom before the wedding and let him in on like me being there. And I just want to be here for your day. I don't want to overshadow your day.
Sounds good.
Rocked the ceremony. It was phenomenal. There were tears. It was beautiful. Well, then it came time for the reception, you know, the wedding party's taking photos. And so the DJ kicks off Black Eyed Peas, "I've Got a Feeling."
That's your theme song.
More than a feeling. No, dude. More than a feeling. So he's announcing the wedding party and the wedding party, blah, and this person and the best man, Randy, and blah. And then does this like record scratch thing because he was a really good DJ.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the microphone, and I'm like, "Excuse me, but I hear this is..." And I just did this big old announcement thing. I could hear her, like, squeal in the next room.
Yeah.
And I got to introduce them for the first time, the wedding party.
Cool.
Mr. and Mrs.
So
David Batista.
Did she know you were there? Or were you kinda...
She had no idea I was going to show up, obviously. Yeah. I think while they were taking photos, somebody said something, and she freaked out.
That's cool. Like,
so it was so great, dude. She ran in. And I guess a long time ago, we had joked about this, the wedding invasion, how we were going to just start crashing weddings. And so she like ran up to me, giant hugs. I was like, "You crashed my wedding like you said on the show."
See, it's funny. People ask me to do stuff like that all the time, but I never do it. You did it.
Yeah, I did. It was awesome. Are you kidding me?
Man.
It was in like the middle of nowhere Bosque Farm, some cowboy arena thing, you know, and I was like, "I'm going to get killed out here. I don't know where I'm at."
Good for you.
But I'll tell you right now, dude, I had a blast.
That's awesome.
They had red chili enchiladas.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Dude, you don't mess around with the... Yeah. It was amazing. So congratulations to David and Sharon. Yay! On
that's
this special.
Great.
It was just really fun to be a part of it. I was dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
Like I had my dope suit on. I have one really nice suit.
See?
So
that's why we can never go to anywhere together.
Why?
If it's nice.
Stop
because I don't
it.
Have a suit.
You need just need a dude,
I look
one
like
suit.
The idiot.
Buy a suit.
Okay.
I'm serious.
How
one
am I supposed
suit.
To do that?
I it was like the best decision ever made because you know how much you spend like renting tuxedos and stuff? You buy one nice suit. And you make sure it's dry clean and you keep in your closet for just such an occasion. But this was my favorite. So I got a chance to do that, and I was like, ah, just got to, that was so fun being a part of that. Well, I'm on my way home, and Chrissy's like, we need to get avocados for guacamole, and we need to get, and so she's sending me this grocery list, and I'm thinking, I gotta stop at the grocery store like this.
Oh man, that's great.
So I go to the grocery store, and I'm like shopping, and I go to the self-checkout, and I'm in the self-checkout line, and this dude, little dude, goes, I'm sorry, I have to ask. He's looking at me, and I said, yeah? And he goes, are you a Men in Black person?
Oh, yes. Did you say, yes, I am?
No, I did not. I said, I can't tell you because I don't want to use my pen in a grocery store.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Dude.
That's great.
Really, really cool. I was a Men in Black person.
That's great.
That's how you say that, right? Because if he had said, excuse me, are you the Man in Black? I'm like, no, I'm not Johnny Cash. But that was good articulation. Are you a Men in Black person?
I love it.
Dude, I was like, I felt like a rock star. Yay! Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
Yes, I am.
Why, yes, I am.
And I can tell you the truth because in 30 seconds, you're not going to remember.
I'm going to erase your mind.
I'm going to, with my suit, I'm going to buy one of those Men in Black pins.
You should.
And just keep it with me. Because that's the way my suit is tailored. It just looks Men in Blacky.
That's cool, man. Good for you.
Apparently,
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun. Apparently, when I go into like crazy girl voice, I sound like Lumpy Space Princess from Adventure Time. Yeah,
you do.
Oh my glob!
Oh my glob! Oh my glob!
It was amazing, though. I got to tell you, I did have fun crashing that wedding, and we need to do that
Steve-o,
more.
Steve-o, I know you so excited over there.
I'm so excited, Teo. We got to do that more often. It was so much fun. I just stole the mic from the DJ. He was a really good DJ, by the way. Really good MC. I was like, dude, I would hire you.
Yeah.
He was so mad at me. I got up on stage, and I'm speaking of being dressed to the night, I'm wearing this like awesome suit, and he goes, man, this is my cousin's wedding, and she told me I didn't have to dress up, and now look at you. Oh. He's wearing like a polo, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's all good, man. It's a wedding
See,
party.
You're always making people
it's a
look
reception,
bad.
Man. You just hang loose. You look like you ain't got a care in the world. You're just going to play the jams.
Here's what you did the same thing at karaoke, Steve-O.
Play the hits.
You did the same thing to me at karaoke.
What?
Yeah. Karaoke kicks off, and Steve-O just kills it. I mean,
whatever.
It was one of the greatest karaoke performances I've ever seen
Stop
in my entire
it
life.
Right now.
And I was second. I was on deck. And I haven't karaoke'd in years. Plus, I have anxiety and hate being around people. So I have to follow the greatest karaoke. I mean, people are still talking about it to this day.
Like, I mean, of course.
Oh my gosh. He's a radio guy. So, I mean, he's really good at things like this. I mean, you were going crazy. It was like
sublime.
You were a professional.
Go big or go home, man.
And you did the same thing to the guy at the party.
I mean,
you showed him up.
Yeah.
He probably felt like a horrible.
No,
horrible
he
DJ
was awesome. He
done.
Did a really, really good job. And he had a cool DJ voice. Well. All right, everybody, let's give it up. Blah, 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 blah. DJ voice. It was awesome. He had a great voice.
All right, everybody.
Nope, not like that. That was too nasally. His was like, all right.
All right.
Chaz Malibu.
That's good.
Does Chaz have a deep voice like that? I don't get to listen to him because his show's on exactly when ours is on.
He doesn't. He's great, great
Shout
American.
Out to Chaz Malibu, Big 98.5.
Okay, let's do the prank call that Will Arnett did.
Oh, man.
Actually, Lego Batman did.
This is great, man. Had a chance to see that movie. Of course, number one at the box office over the weekend. Sorry, John Wick 2, you came in third. But Will Arnett, hilarious. If you like the Lego movie, you'll love Lego Batman. I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, so Will Arnett, he prank called a toy store in character as Lego Batman, and he actually carried on a conversation with a woman where he started every sentence with a different letter of the alphabet in order.
No way.
And this isn't the whole thing, because it's
probably 26 letters.
Yeah, it's about 5 minutes long, but here's a little bit of that prank call. He did a great job.
Good afternoon, Starlings. How can I help?
Are you open today?
Yes, we are.
Because I'm looking for some toys.
What toys are you looking for?
Can't remember. Do you have any blocks that snap together? Easily the biggest child's toy of the last 50 years.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. I can put you on to my manager.
First, let me ask you this. Go get your manager, that'd be fine. Although, hold on.
Right, yes?
Is there a way... Just a second.
No mm-hmm. way.
Kryptonite. No, no, that's the other guy. Lego.
Lego? Yeah, we do Lego, yes?
My son loves Lego. His name is Dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's my adopted son. Yeah. Originally, he wanted Playmobil, and then I talked him into Lego.
Yes.
People love Lego.
Yeah.
Quality stuff.
Yeah, we've got lots of Lego, yes.
Regular Lego or Batman?
We have normal Lego. We have Lego City, Batman.
So if I wanted Lego Batman movie Lego, you guys have some of the sets there?
Yes, we do, yes.
Totally new?
Yes, it's just come in, yep.
Uranium. Victory is mine. Because I just remembered uranium and I was telling my son. Sorry. Anyway, would you be able to tell me your closing time tonight?
We close at
5:30.
Xylophones. Do you guys carry xylophones too? Sorry, that's just my other son. He's really into music.
Xylophones? No, we haven't got any of those in, I'm afraid.
You've been very, very helpful. I'm sure it's busy. Zoo-like, I bet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
That was incredible!
Yeah, watch the whole video on YouTube. It's really good. He did that all in order.
He aced that.
He did. Beautiful.
Not only did he do that in order, but as Lego Batman. Entire time.
Yeah.
Will Arnett. Shouldn't have let him go there, Polar. Shouldn't have let him go.
So here's my thing to you, Steve-O. Since you are the greatest interviewer in all the land, the next time we interview somebody, you have to do this.
There's no way I can.
Every question
has to start with
the next letter of the alphabet. You could do it, man.
I don't know.
You could do it.
I'd have to. Dude, are you kidding me? I was waiting for, there was a few letters. I was like, how is he going to pull this off?
Yeah.
The uranium for you. Xylophone, that was great.
That was good.
Zoo-like was actually good.
That was really good.
He didn't have to like interject anything.
So you got to remind me, Starmie, next time we have an interview, we have to do this with Steve-O.
There's no way.
I think you could do this.
I don't know if I can pull that off.
Every question, you have to.
Or just every sentence.
Every sentence,
Like if I make a complete statement or something, I have to start the next one with the next letter of the alphabet.
You can do this, man. I believe in you.
All right.
All right, before we go to break, I think we can do, where's my little thing at?
It's Nerd Talk.
Okay, guys, I'm really excited for Nerd Talk right now because there was a major motion picture that got kicked off into production, and they're actually filming it. It's called Avengers Infinity War.
Oh my gosh!
And over the weekend, they kicked off day one of shooting, and Robert Downey Jr. Facebook Live from the set of the Avengers Infinity War.
You know what? I will take just one more question.
Yeah, we have someone here wanting to ask whether Spider-Man will be in this movie. Can you answer that?
I will punt that one to my camera guy.
I think it's pretty safe to say that he's going to be in the movie. We're going to have a lot of fun.
So okay, for those that didn't watch the whole thing.
Talk him through it.
So here's what happened. He was doing a Facebook Live thing and people were chiming in with questions. And the whole time it was just on Robert Downey Jr. And then the cameraman, whoever cameraman was asking the questions. Robert Downey Jr. was answering. And then that was the final question. So when the cameraman answered, he flipped the camera and it was Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, of course, who was obviously there on set and people freaked out. The funny thing is I immediately knew his voice. Yes, so I was like, well, that's obviously Peter Parker. That's Tom Holland. So the whole time I was like, dude, that's Tom Holland. Yeah. When are they going to reference the fact that that's actually Tom Holland? For me, the nerd moment was at the end because the Russo brothers came out who are directing the film. They directed Winter Soldier. They directed Civil War. They are phenomenal. And they came out to get Robert Downey Jr. to take him to set. And before they stopped filming, all of a sudden you hear somebody go, are we going to do this or what?
Okay, Facebook, there's one little nugget for you. I got to go before I let anything else, you know.
Hey, are we shooting this thing?
Out of the bag. And...
What's going on?
Huh?
What's up? What are you doing? Oh, shoot, man. It's Friday night.
Yeah. Oh, they called us to set?
Yeah, they called us to set. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just a little Facebook Live.
You doing Facebook Live?
Yeah, taking questions.
No one told me.
We were.
Is there any questions for me?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt showed up dressed. He was already obviously on set. They were shooting, so he was in his full on Star Lord gear from Guardians of the Galaxy. Of course, confirming, even though we already knew, us nerds, that the Guardians of the Galaxy would be meeting up and teaming up with the Avengers. Still, man, you had Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Star-Lord doing a little Facebook Q&A. I love the accessibility of, whether it's from sets, you know, actors, musicians. As a kid, you didn't have this stuff. You didn't have the accessibility to go, excuse me, New Kids on the Block, when are you making a new record?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now it seems like my boys were sitting there watching that Facebook Live video, losing their minds,
yeah,
of course, because it was really cool to get an inside background look at what's coming up with the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Pratt. I mean, yeah, who doesn't love them? So, yeah.
Gosh, it's going to be the greatest.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Somebody said the video they shot had all the feels, especially when they said the Guardians are joining in on the fun. Somebody else is just screaming at the top of their lungs in all caps, Infinity War. Yeah. Somebody else said back to the A to Z that A to Z is for novices. Steve-O's a pro. He should go Z to A. No.
Ooh, good call.
There's no way. Somebody else said, how about this one? For every interview that we do, Dex has to bring up eating pigs versus dogs.
Okay.
No. All right. Let's not. I enjoy our interviews. And want to continue having good interviews. So.
Nerd stuff probably really excites you.
I'm excited.
You're a nerd.
Well, I'm excited, guy.
I'm a nerd. I'm not a nerd, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I think they've transcended. You know, there are certain films that have done a better job than others. In fact, over the weekend, somebody who's involved in nerd movies, a couple to be specific, Lawrence Fishburne. In fact, we recently had an interview with Jeff Meacham from Black-ish, Lawrence Fishburne, a part of that, and he had a comment this weekend about the Marvel Universe and the DC Universe. He was a fan of Batman versus Superman. He, of course, plays Perry White, and said that he was supposed to be in the new Justice League film and couldn't take part in it because of his schedule. But he also said nobody really cares about Perry White. They just want to see the superheroes. He also referenced Green Lantern. He said that he's been waiting 39 years to see the Justice League on the big screen. So Lawrence Fishburne is really, really hoping that it turns out well. However, Lawrence Fishburne, who's part of the DC universe, said something that's going to probably divide an audience. He said that he's been waiting so long for Justice League to show up in a movie, yet DC's having trouble making it happen. In the meanwhile, quote, Marvel has been kicking their butt. I put that word in there. End
yeah,
quote.
That's
and,
true.
And the fact that, you know, he was stoked to be part of the DC universe, but flat out that Marvel's just kind of owning everything.
No doubt about it.
I'm still hoping that Justice League can be good, will be good.
It will be good. Come on. Are you kidding me?
Jason Momoa, Aquaman?
Heck yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I was watching a YouTube video of how Jason Momoa works out, get all buff for the
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah.
I was thinking, man, I do that at CrossFit.
Oh, okay. I was watching some of the CrossFit games this weekend, actually.
I was too.
On Espen. Yeah. And my kids were like, this is what you do? I'm like, every day, bro.
Heck yeah, man.
Every day.
Were you watching the women?
Yeah.
They always just have the women on.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because they.
I was like, just have the women on? Are you kidding me? I was watching that.
Stronger
going,
than any
I
man.
Couldn't do any of this.
Yeah, it's true.
Couldn't do any of this.
Yeah.
Live lines blowing up. Somebody said, I wish the X-Men could be part of these movies, too. This is going to be the biggest cast of comic book characters within one film. But, yeah, alas.
Yeah.
No X-Men. It wouldn't make sense. Those universes are so different, set in two different realities. I just don't think it would. It wouldn't work.
It would work, man.
It would not! And that's my nerd talk.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks,
I know,
buddy.
People love those movies.
Okay.
I'm excited to see the Guardians of the Galaxy team up with the Avengers. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's Monday. What's your mindset? What's on your mind? Anything big happening this week for you? You guys can always hit us up. Studio at star88.fm. You can email us. can text in. We'll be right back.
Good morning. The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
The Grammys, hosted by James Corden. Actress Melissa McCarthy reprising her role on Saturday Night Live at the expense of White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
First of all, I'd just like to announce that I'm calm now.
North Korea appears to be testing the Trump administration, the regime firing off a ballistic missile while the president was playing host to the leader of Japan.
U.S. Immigration Customs and Enforcement officials raiding homes across the country, rounding up undocumented immigrants from California to New York.
To some passengers of a United Airlines flight bound for San Francisco, it was alarming when the pilot started talking politics and about her divorce.
We were a little afraid having someone that was somewhat unstable flying the plane.
Number one at the weekend box office, Lego Batman movie, taking in nearly $56 million over the weekend, followed by 50 Shades Darker.
A massive crowd of protesters converged on North Carolina's Capitol on Saturday in protest of President Trump, as well as the new state law limiting LGBT rights. The Civil Rights March was led by the North Carolina NAACP for the 11th year in a row.
Hey, ho!
Oh, man.
What a show! Hey, ho! What a show! Open up your window blinds! Now it's morning time! We're gonna make you feel fine and wake you up!
Yay!
Don't go back to sleep! Crawl back underneath the sheets! We got a crazy morning team to wake you up! Hey, ho! What a show! It's Rise and Shine now. Call us up, say hello. Our big audience continues to grow. Hey, ho, what a show!
Yeah. Good morning. Man, who is that guy singing?
Billy Joe from Green Day.
Oh.
Kind of nasally, but...
He was great.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex and Steve-O, 940.
High today of 46 degrees.
Talk to me, how them roads out there?
Traffic!
Well, unfortunately, traffic lights are flashing red. Coors Boulevard at Sevilla Avenue.
Sevilla.
Kind of not working correctly. And so, of course, because of that, right near that area at Coors Boulevard in St. Joseph's, there's been an accident reported. So definitely be careful out there this morning, guys. It is kind of wet and rainy. Other than that, roads are clear. Let's look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Big shout out to Holly Holm. We love you. We don't care, win or lose, girl. You are the hometown hero. Proud of you. Holly Holm lost her fight against Jermaine the Randomy, and a lot of people, it's controversy going on about the fight. Some people saying that Holly won the fight. Others are really upset that Jermaine was able to get those punches off after the bell had already rung. So I don't know. It's one of those things. It is what it is. You know? Hopefully. See, that's the thing. I'd really like to see Holly retire. I would. I don't want to see her fight anymore.
It's hard to watch her fight.
Not that I don't like to watch her fight, because I do. Of course I do. I just don't want to watch her get beat up anymore. Telling you guys.
Yeah.
Telling you.
I can't do it. I don't know. It's hard to watch. Saturday was rough. Quite rough.
Seems like the ladies in the UFC are getting crazier. Like like when you think when the women's division kicked off in the UFC, we didn't see anything like this.
Mm-mm. And I'm not a honestly, I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of watching the ladies? Why?
It's just, I don't know. Especially when you quote, know them. Do you know what I mean? I've never actually met Holly. I know her husband, and she's our hometown hero. It's so hard to watch her take shots. Like, at the end of the second round when they, you know, they ring the bell and two extra shots come in, and that second one rung her bell, man.
Yeah.
She was dazed after that. And then the third round, it was like I was screaming at the TV. But that just still didn't warrant her winning, you know. Mm-hmm. Should have been a draw.
Yeah, Steve and I both think that there shouldn't be a controversy over who won that fight. Because Jermaine D'Arand, to me, she definitely had more strikes.
Yep. Significant strikes as well. Not just strikes, but it was... You look at the numbers, and she had more strikes, more significant strikes. Holly had more time in the clinch, but like up against the cage, trying to force that takedown. I felt like she focused so much on that one takedown she was trying to get that.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, she knocked Jermaine down and like is pushing her to try and get the takedown, and almost helps her back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like what I saw.
Yeah, and Big John McCarthy, a ref for the UFC, tweeted, "The round officially ends at the call of the referee. The bell is their notification." That coming from John McCarthy. So,
Liveline said, "I can't watch women fight like that at all. I find it barbaric. I just wanted to jump in there and break it up and give those girls a hug."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's too bad. And the Grammys last night. Just to go over a few things. Best part of the Grammys, in your opinion? What do you think?
That's tough, man. I think that if James Hetfield's mic had worked, I would have said Metallica, Lady Gaga, because it should have been a phenomenal performance. Unfortunately, if you watched last night, there were technical difficulties, and James Hetfield's mic was not working. So for the first verse and chorus, you couldn't hear James at all. And once Gaga figured out, they were like sharing a mic, which was kind of punk rock and cool. But I think the best performance of the night probably goes to Chance the Rapper, along with Kirk Franklin. And it was like a church service, and it was bold and not what I was expecting at the Grammys.
Really?
Yeah. Although, man, see, Bruno Mars, his tribute to Prince was absolutely phenomenal. I didn't know Bruno could play guitar like that.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Somebody who had an incredible night and yet didn't feel like she had an incredible night was Adele. She said she was absolutely devastated by her unscripted moment at Sunday night's Grammy Awards because she briefly swore on stage and asked the accompaniment to restart her George Michael tribute. She said, despite her tedious preparation for the performance, it didn't go as planned. Just seconds into an emotional take on Fast Love, Adele stopped abruptly and asked for it to start over. She said, "I was devastated by that and my rehearsal. I did have a shaky rehearsal today," she admitted, "but I've been working very hard on this tribute for him every single day." So, on stage, she was determined to deliver the performance that George Michael deserved. Yeah, she said she found him to be one of the truest icons, and he deserved it. So, yeah, it was unfortunate. She was super nervous going into it, sources say. She actually made the stadium clear out for her rehearsal. And then she was just really devastated that she cursed on stage.
Yeah, it's one thing you have to realize, you know, in that culture, where she's from the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they talk. I mean, you know, words that we would think are
right
cuss words aren't necessarily cuss words over there.
Yeah, she said, "I really do apologize." She even accepted for Song of the Year later in the night. She said, "George Michael, I love him. He means a lot to me. So I'm really sorry if I offended anyone anywhere," because she didn't mean to.
That's cool. She seems like a really, really good person, you know, just really nice and humble. You know, I mean, this is a woman who performs.
28 years old, man.
Yeah, almost every night. And she still gets nervous. And I love that she stopped when she knew she messed up and had him start over. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Class act right there.
Man. Yeah. So good job, Adele.
Here's a little montage of all the winners last night at the Grammys.
For Best New Artist. And the Grammy goes to Chance the Rapper.
For Best Pop Duo or Group Performance. And the Grammy goes to Stressed Out, 21 Pilots.
For Best Rock Award.
The winner is Black Star, David Bowie.
For Best Country Solo Performance. And the Grammy goes to
Maren Morris.
For Best Urban Contemporary Album.
And the Grammy goes to Lemonade, Beyonce.
For Best Rap Album.
Chance the Rapper!
For Song of the Year. And the Grammy goes to
Adele.
Hello.
Hello.
For Record of the Year.
Hello, Adele. For Album of the Year.
25. Adele.
She just swept it. Good for her. Hello, Adele.
Okay. You don't know the words.
I hate that song.
What?
I'm so sick of it. I don't hate the song because it's a beautiful song, but gosh, I'm sick of it.
You know who's really talented? I had no idea wrote on that record is Ryan Tedder. When she won, like for the album, right? So she goes up there and all of the writers are up on stage and I'm like, man, that's Ryan Tedder from One Republic. That dude writes everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That means he's really rich.
Hits. Yeah. That actually does mean that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting evening for the Grammys. I thought James Corden did a phenomenal job. He had some jokes fall flat, but overall.
Oh, did carpool karaoke last night. Come on.
You ready? Neil, you kick us off. Here we go.
This was amazing.
Neil Diamond.
I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
Here's what was amazing about it. He does carpool karaoke last night, right? He's got this car prop in front of him, and he's like walking around, and he sits next to J-Lo, and he's like, let's kick this off. And, of course, Neil Diamond's right behind him, so they do Sweet Caroline. And at one point, he throws it to John Legend. And John Legend looks like a deer caught in headlights.
Yeah?
And didn't know the words to Sweet Caroline. Oh, and no. I was like, you, sir, just lost it all for me. I was a fan. John Legend, how do you
isn't
not
John Legend? Isn't he
know?
25 years old? He's a young guy.
How do you not know?
No, it's a different
You're an
different
artist
generation.
Of that caliber. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Neil
it's
Diamond.
Sweet Caroline.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
You're in your 20s. You don't know Neil Diamond. I'm
there
sorry.
There were a few artists who didn't know. And then at one point, Ryan Tedder, of course, Ryan Tedder, One Republic, he starts singing. And he did a phenomenal job.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Was in the spring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And spring became the summer.
Good, J-Lo.
Home run.
Who would have believed you'd come along?
John Legend, give us a big come on. Give us a strong
here we go.
Here we go.
Come on. And he's just staring at it.
Touch your hand.
Yeah, doesn't know the words.
Reaching out.
Come on.
Touching you. Touching you, Sweet Caroline, ba ba ba.
They should have cut the music.
That's good.
So good, so good, so good. They really. It showed you who is a fan of good music.
Yeah.
Come on, John Legend.
Cut him some slack. Come
never.
On. Cut him some slack.
I'm just saying. Sweet Caroline's a jam for days. John Legend.
Anything on the live line? I'm ready to get out of here.
I know. It's just about time. Somebody said, this is back to Holly. We're going back to Holly.
Go back to Holly.
Saying she totally should have won.
No, okay.
Score was 48-47. Had Durandamy been held accountable for her three late punches twice the second time, Holly would have had her. I don't know. I think you get a warning the first time. You should have deducted a point the second time. It should have been a draw. But she did say she was the more active fighter, held her longer. The strikes Durandamy had were all because she waited to counter Holly's actions. Durandamy completely compromised Holly's ability with that first cheated blow. Makes me so mad for her. I agree.
What you said. Draw, yeah.
It's a draw. Should have been a draw. She said she was cheated. She wants a rematch. I think she deserves one. By the way, this is my girl, Becca.
Becca?
Yeah, Rebecca Maines. Hi, shout out. I think listening from Houston. This is my girl.
Well, okay then.
Good people. Yeah, dude. She's one of Holly's hotties. Have you seen those?
Huh?
Yeah, Holly's hotties. All the like local friends that are Holly's friends, and they all have the
They're called Holly's hotties?
Yeah, like the matching t-shirts. Really? And they all like go hang out and watch the fights. I don't know why I'm never invited. I'm like, come on, man.
You are a girl.
Went to high school with you.
Yeah, that's
I know
true.
You.
Yeah.
You were my first crush. Come on, people. Yeah, dude. Hilarious.
Oh, man, that's good.
I don't think she should have won. I do think it should have been a draw. And I agree that Durandamy was waiting back, but every time she waited back, she had a counter for Holly. Mm. So there was a smart game plan because Holly would rush in and be the aggressor, but she wasn't landing.
Yeah.
And Durandamy was able to just like dodge and weave and then go poop, poop, and just like knock Holly a couple good shots. And it was like, dang it, dude. Mm. Got to switch things up. Somebody said, what about Metallica Gaga? Reference that in the beginning. I was really sad that Hetfield's microphone wasn't working for a little bit. Oh, it's Holly's. It's Holly's homies, by the way, not hotties.
I was wondering. I'd never heard of Holly's hotties. Why would she have Holly's hotties? That sounds weird.
No, come on, man.
Well, okay, maybe
because
you
Holly Holm.
You know what? Go
Holly's
with it.
Homies.
Yeah. Well, you should start Holly's hotties.
I feel like I would lose my job.
You probably are going to lose your job.
Yeah, that's true. Fine, I'm starting the organization. It's a non-profit organization. It helps.
You're
you know,
make
I'm
a
gonna
Facebook
stop
page.
Right now, actually.
Make a Facebook page.
Gonna stop right now.
That's funny. Holly's hotties.
Somebody said Sweet Caroline is a baseball song. That's why people know it. So
baseball.
Yeah. Holly's homies. It's been fun, man.
Oh, man.
Really enjoyed my time here. I will also say, if that was really the reason why I'd be gone, man, y'all haven't been paying attention.
It's called Holly's Honeys. Okay? You know,
maybe
these girls
she
get together, you know, that you know, and they're honeys.
Maybe
you know?
She should retire and become a beekeeper, and she could do Holly's Honeys. You got your regular honey?
Shut it down, please. Shut it down.
Lavender honey? She can make a ton of money.
Yeah. Yep.
Holly's you know honey what? Making money. And she doesn't have to get punched in the face because I hate
true.
Watching her get hit.
That's true.
I hate it, dude.
And you so excited.
Thank you, Teo. Miss you, girl.
Holly's hotties.
Shut up!
You know what? You dumb. You dumb.
I don't like you anymore, Dex. Go to commercial.
No.
Oh,
we
wait.
Got about a minute left.
Of a real show?
Yeah, that's
thankfully,
about it.
We're just about done.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, I'm done, man. I'm sorry. Holly's hotties. What can I say? Am I right?
Okay. Oh, good.
Yep.
Goodness.
Yep.
Hey, that's guys, fun. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Leslie, I got nothing. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible husband. I'm going to fail again. You know,
hey, all you got to do is make it clear. Here's why. You did so many great things for her birthday, I'm sure, for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And because of that, you're out of cash. You're tapped.
Yeah.
You know, so you just say, "I love you." And today is a day where people who have to like prove their love by them things. And you know I don't have to prove it cuz I love you.
Yeah, I hear
you.
Do
that. I'm sure it's going to work out really well.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can totally stay on my couch.
Yeah, this is what I read this morning. Guys should spend $179 on your lady. Women should spend $74 on their man. I have to spend $179?
That's stupid.
According to that, I do.
That's stupid.
But she wants to be happy.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so you can be sure we'll be talking a lot about love because it'll be in the air. Yeah. Kind of like the fragrance we smelled earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to whoever the jerk was that left food in the kitchen over the weekend. Man, it was rancid.
Hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit.
Yeah.
You can download it at star88.fm or go to iTunes. Search Morning Invasion. We had a big show today. We talked Grammys. We talked Holly Holm. We talked about a letter, some 5-year-old, very stressed about Valentine's Day. He's in preschool. He's stressed out. Gosh. Hopefully we get an update on how things went. All right, have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.